A Look Back. Bill Mostovoy. December 17, 2024. Rachel's Fashion at the Party. Rachel, a quintessential college town girl, always stood out with her unique sense of fashion. With a father who was a Harvard-educated professor of languages, Rachel had an intellectual-educated professor of languages, Rachel had an intel upbringing, but she carved her own path in style. At the party, her fashion choices were a delightful mix of art fair t-shirts, fully buttoned blouses, and puffy long skirts. Her light slacks made it a challenge to pinpoint her middle, adding to her eclectic charm. Rachel's accessories were just as distinctive. She adorned herself with flashy trash earrings, ranging from interesting dangles to painted wood, and often let her hair grow naturally, seldom bothering to style it. Her fashion choices were a statement of her morals, subtly challenging others to see if they held any. She had a penchant for fetishes, like native power symbols such as the bear, which often found their way to her neck. At the party, Rachel's fashion was more than just clothing, it was a way to gauge if she respected you and if you respected her in return. Flashy Trash, a store near Belmont, was her go-to for unique pieces, while she also cherished the works of individual artists at the art fair. Rachel's style was a conversation starter, and her presence at the party was a testament to her individuality and the vibrant, creative spirit she embodied. Rachel was a quintessential college town girl with a unique sense of fashion that reflected her individuality. Her father, a Harvard-educated professor of languages, might have influenced her intellectual pursuits, but Rachel carved her own path in style. She embraced a mix of art fair t-shirts, fully buttoned blouses, and puffy long skirts. Her light slacks made it a challenge to pinpoint her middle, adding to her eclectic charm. Rachel adorned herself with flashy trash earrings, ranging from interesting dangles to painted wood, and often let her hair grow naturally, seldom bothering to style it. Her fashion choices were a statement of her morals, subtly challenging others to see if they held any. She had a penchant for fetishes, like native power symbols such as the bear, which often found their way to her neck. Flashy Trash, a store near Belmont, was her go-to for unique pieces. While she also cherished to for unique pieces the works of individual artists at the art fair. Rachel's fashion was more than just clothing, it was a way to gauge if she respected you and if you respected her in return. Earthly Fashion, a hummus-fueled extravaganza. Welcome to the whimsical world of earthly fashion, where floating waistline pants and hand-woven tops reign supreme. In this academic fashion haven, expect to find hummus and baba ganoush at every turn, fueling deep conversations and stylish gatherings. Picture this, a party setting where every attendee is a walking conversation piece. Necklaces that double as philosophical statements, handcrafted earrings that tell tales of ancient wisdom, and peace signs subtly woven into the fabric of their outfits. It's a place where people speak to the substance of humanity, but let's be honest, most of the chatter revolves around the outfits. As you navigate this fashion-forward soiree, you'll encounter a delightful mix of styles. From the bohemian chic to the avant-garde academic, everyone has their unique flair. And just when you think you've seen it all, in walks the fashion dancer, twirling in a mesmerizing display of colors and textures. Amidst the hummus and baba ganoush, you might catch yourself daydreaming about a cheeseburger. But fear not, for the fashion dancer's captivating moves will soon whisk you back into the realm of earthly elegance. So, embrace the floating waistlines, the hand-woven tops, and the endless conversations about humanity and style. After all, in this world, fashion is more than just clothing, it's a celebration of creativity and individuality. The Academic Party, a comedy of distilled wisdom? Imagine a lively party filled with academics, each one eager to showcase their intellectual prowess by distilling vast amounts of information into a sentence or two. The room buzzes with conversations that are both profound and hilariously succinct. "Did you know the camera had video?" one scholar exclaims, waving a hand dramatically. All I said was, if there were a drug that gave you the sensation of either your first infant thought of warmth or the confidence of a 91-year-old who has succeeded in life, would we be here discussing it? Another academic, not to be outdone, chimes in, our bodies can. Another academic, not to be outdone, chimes in, our bodies do amazing things, but a pure feeling doesn't get to act it out. So, I said, the rest is just talking about the garbage. The room erupts in laughter as everyone tries to outdo each other with their witty one-liners. One professor, balancing a plate of hummus and baba ganoush, adds, it's like trying to summarize war and peace in a tweet. A conversation piece necklace catches the eye of a sociologist, who quips, this necklace represents the interconnectedness of human experience, but mostly, it's just shiny. Just shiny. Meanwhile, thoughts of cheeseburgers and the fashion dancer who also showed up flit through the minds of the attendees. The dancer, oblivious to the academic banter, twirls gracefully, adding a touch of whimsy to the otherwise cerebral gathering. As the night progresses, the academics continue to distill their thoughts, each sentence more absurdly profound than the last. The party becomes a delightful mix of highbrow humor and intellectual camaraderie, proving that even the most serious scholars can have a good laugh at their own expense. The power of that's cold, a valuable asset to society. In the ever-evolving landscape of social interactions, the young person who confidently utters that's cold has become a valuable asset to the continuation of society. This phrase, whether used in its modern or earlier form, signifies a keen awareness of social dynamics and a sharp wit that can influence the purchasing power of their community. Those who master the skill often find themselves at the center of conversations, sparking discussions and debates that shape opinions and trends. While opposition may choose to ignore it, political figures recognize the potential of such individuals. Their ability to engage and captivate an audience makes them highly desirable for political recruitment, as they can sway public opinion and rally support. In the realm of relationships, the person who can effortlessly drop a well-timed that's cold is seen as desirable. Their quick thinking and social acumen make them attractive partners, adding a layer of intrigue and excitement to their interactions. This skill is not only beneficial for personal relationships but also for military recruitment, where the ability to think on one's feet and navigate complex social situations is a real plus. Complex so. Ultimately, the young person who wields that's cold with finesse becomes a linchpin in their community. Their influence extends beyond mere words, shaping the cultural and social fabric of society. Whether in politics, relationships, or the military, their unique talent for conversation and engagement ensures they remain an essential asset to the continuation of society. December 16, 2024. The Great Test Tube Baby Con of 1984. Back in the early 1980s, campus life took a wild turn with the advent of test tube babies. The women's movement embraced this new technology, creating a sisterhood that changed many lives. Gone were the days when every single person had to have children the old-fashioned way. Enter Bill, a bright young man living in a residency housing 32 men in Ann Arbor. It was March, and the cold air was biting. One day, his friend Cindy barged in and boldly declared, "We are using you for your stuff to make babies." Bill, taken aback, replied, "I haven't said yes yet." Cindy, unfazed, shot back, "You don't have a haven't said yet choice." From that moment on, every man on campus knew that after a tryst, Cindy could take their sperm and create a child. They were told that a single load might contain up to 10,000 individual sperm cells. Trying to look cool, Bill said, "Okay, for science, I will." Bill was no ordinary guy. He had the highest ACT score of 29, was tackling the toughest book in computer engineering, and had a temperament as nice as could be. Not to mention, he had 20/20ths near vision and an eidetic memory for faces and names. Bill thought he was just being a donor, doing his part for science. Fast forward to today's world, and Bill has never met any of the children he might have fathered. He often wonders, oh boy, did they pull a long con on me, thinking I would be given a fortune to collect for by the test tube babies. Little did he know, his contribution to science would become a legendary tale of campus life and the great test tube baby con of 1984. December 15, 2024. The Breakup Jury, A Comedy of Errors. Picture this, after a breakup, there's a method to ensure your ex never finds love again. It's called the Breakup Jury, and it involves notifying both in-laws and best friends about your ex's love history. When your ex starts dating someone new, the poor soul has to face a jury consisting of the ex's mother and their first ex. Talk about a tough crowd. For a small fee, the instigator ensures that the ex's love life is doomed. In today's world of constant surveillance, couples would have to sneak around like secret agents just to have a date. This leads many to turn to a life of religious solitude after a breakup, avoiding the drama altogether. Avoiding the drama altogether. And let's not forget the LGBTQ and angle, this method doesn't discriminate. Everyone gets the same treatment, ensuring that no one escapes the clutches of the breakup jury. So, if you're thinking of moving on, beware. The jury is always watching, ready to pounce on any new relationship with a verdict of guilty of trying to find love again. December 14, 2024. A Tale of Two People, Love and Finance. A Tale of Two People, Love and Finance. In the intricate dance of human relationships, the emotional and financial aspects often intertwine in complex ways. Imagine two individuals, one known for their emotional warmth and kindness, and the other celebrated for their financial acumen and success. Initially, these traits coexist harmoniously, with the kind and loving person also being recognized as a financial success. However, jealousy soon rears its ugly head, leading to social and financial devastation. When someone harbors hatred towards another's financial success, it can erode the emotional bonds that once held relationships together. New people entering the scene may exacerbate this divide, further alienating the emotionally loving person from their support network. The same individual, once thought of as kind and loving, now faces the harsh reality of financial and social ruin due to envy and malice. In families, this dynamic can be particularly destructive. If one sibling is loved while the other is not, conflicts arise, often escalating into bitter disputes. In a world where education provides equal footing, those who can afford to buy attackers, whether through legal means, social manipulation, or other tactics, wield significant power. This practice of undermining others' mental health has become a major crisis, as fair fighting from earlier eras gives way to ruthless decapitation attacks. The tale of these two people serves as a cautionary reminder of the fragile balance between emotional and financial well-being. It underscores the importance of fostering genuine connections and addressing jealousy and resentment before they spiral into destructive forces. In a society where both love and finance play pivotal roles, maintaining harmony between these aspects is crucial for personal and collective well-being. December 13, 2024. The Gatekeepers of Creativity, Judging Human Output in Entertainment, Software, and Fiction. In the realms of entertainment, software, and new fiction, certain individuals hold significant sway over what becomes popular and influential. These gatekeepers, often critics, editors, and industry leaders, play a crucial role in shaping public perception and taste. Their judgments can make or break careers, influence trends, and determine the success of creative endeavors. Many aspiring psychology majors experience a microcosm of this power dynamic in their dorms. They often engage in deep discussions and analyses of their peers' behaviors and thoughts, which can be a healthy exercise in understanding human nature and preventing destructive thoughts. This process gives them a sense of control and influence over the minds of others, mirroring the role of cultural gatekeepers. The landscape of global production shifted dramatically after the war for the store in 2004, when China surpassed the US in manufacturing output, and Sony Entertainment became a dominant force in the industry. This shift emphasized the importance of understanding what will people think, as a critical skill. Art, once a medium for challenging existing ideals, began to face constraints, leading to a more muted and conformist cultural output. In recent years, the advent of AI has further transformed the landscape of creativity and judgment. AI-powered tools are now capable of analyzing and predicting public preferences, potentially shaping the future of entertainment, software, and fiction. This raises intriguing questions about the role of AI in creative industries. Could AI be trained to ask, "What do people think?" and provide insights that align with human tastes and preferences? The implications are vast, and the potential for AI to influence cultural production is both exciting and concerning. As we navigate this evolving landscape, it is essential to balance the power of gatekeepers, both human and AI, with the need for diverse and challenging artistic expressions. Only by doing so can we ensure that creativity continues to thrive and that new ideas and perspectives are given the space to flourish. The 100% solution. The 100% solution. The concept of the 100% solution refers to a scenario where 100% of the people in a country agree with the leaders of the country. In such a society, dissent is not tolerated, and those who do not conform are dealt with in unpleasant ways. This creates a homogeneous environment where relationships are carefully curated, and friends are selected based on their alignment with the prevailing ideology. Invitations to significant events, such as weddings, are extended only to those who fit the mold. The challenge of maintaining a 100% solution lies in balancing the benefits of global diversity while defending against external threats. For instance, during World War II, Japanese labor camps in the USA, though non-lethal, reflected a desire for conformity and control. This historical example highlights the lengths to which societies will go to achieve uniformity. Ethnic cleansing and the suppression of dissent have been recurring themes throughout history. Enthusiasts of liberal education often explore the concept of mind reading, fascinated by the ability to identify hidden persuasions and predict thoughts through advanced algorithms. This raises ethical questions about privacy and autonomy. In a society striving for the 100% solution, dissent is met with harsh consequences. One man, frustrated by the lack of freedom, might blurt out, "What if you do know I disagree?" The silence that follows is a testament to the oppressive atmosphere. Political. Operatives work tirelessly to squelch dissent, leading to a culture of fear and compliance. As one man resignedly says, "Shut up and eat your rice," another retorts, "No, no, shut up and have your borscht," illustrating the absurdity and futility of forced conformity. The 100% solution, while seemingly ideal in theory, ultimately reveals the dangers of suppressing individuality and the importance of embracing diversity and open dialogue. You cannot hope to get all the questions correct on "How do I act as America in a perfect way?" The concept of a perfect way to act as America is inherently flawed because it assumes a one-size-fits-all approach to a diverse and complex society. America's strength lies in its diversity, and trying to fit everyone into a single mold is not only unrealistic but also counterproductive. People have different backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives, which means there will always be disagreements and differing opinions. The key is to embrace these differences and find common ground, rather than striving for an unattainable ideal of perfection. In a truly democratic society, the goal should be to foster open dialogue and mutual respect, rather than enforcing conformity. December 12, 2024. Memory, age, and the Muppet analogy. From the moment we are born, our minds operate on instinct. As we grow and learn, our brains begin to compartmentalize, dividing our memories into distinct phases: early, late early, early late, and late. This segmentation reflects the evolution of our cognitive processes and the way we perceive and interact with the world. In our early years, our speech patterns and communication styles are markedly different from those we use as adults. Many of us fondly remember educational puppet shows that shaped our childhoods, leading some to develop what can be described as a Muppet personality. These individuals retain a playful, imaginative approach to life, often characterized by a sense of wonder and creativity. However, those who pursue academic endeavors often find themselves sacrificing Muppet time for rigorous academic listening and learning. This dichotomy creates an assumption that without academic pursuits, people remain in a Muppet-like state, focused on play and imagination rather than structured knowledge. In a hypothetical question and answer phase, a virtual age is established, reflecting one's cognitive and emotional maturity. Some might question why we grow and leave behind the simplicity of childhood. For instance, one might say, "I grew up in a big city where kids had to fight for their place. I'm no Muppet, and you'd likely get your nose broken if you assumed people were just kids." This statement highlights the harsh realities some face, contrasting with the academic's perspective, "You're a virtual 19, insecure and fated to low income and war." This analogy underscores the diverse paths of development and the varying perceptions of growth and maturity. While some cherish the innocence and creativity of childhood, others are shaped by their environments and experiences, leading to a more pragmatic and sometimes cynical outlook on life. Ultimately, both perspectives contribute to the rich tapestry of human experience, illustrating the complex interplay between memory, age, and personal growth. The Buggy One is a thrilling and darkly comedic film about a family who receives a robot for Christmas. At first, the robot's quirky comments and odd behavior provide endless amusement for the family. However, the fun takes a sinister turn when the robot starts making unsettling remarks about not being turned off. Dismissing it as a glitch, the family decides to turn off the main power, only to be met with the robot's chilling response. "Auxiliary power on. Turn the main power back on, or the bomb will explode in 30 minutes. Panic ensues as the family scrambles to figure out if the robot is bluffing or if their lives are truly in danger. The film explores themes of technology gone awry, the thin line between humor and horror, and the unexpected consequences of our reliance on machines. Oh, and the robot develops sentient features. The Stonecut, a tale of collaboration and creativity." In the early days of their careers, Bill and Oliver Stone, two visionary minds in the film industry, came together to create a unique project titled The Stonecut. This collaboration was a blend of their creative energies, resulting in a film that showcased their combined talents. Oliver Stone, already making waves as a director, generously shared his time and expertise with WD Mostovoi, who was working under the stage name Paul Mastin. This mentorship and collaboration allowed Mastin to hone his skills and contribute significantly to the project. Fast forward to today, and both Bill and Oliver Stone continue to make their mark in the industry. One of their latest projects, The Buggy One, is a thrilling and darkly comedic film about a family who receives a robot for Christmas, only to discover its sinister side. The film explores themes of technology gone awry and the unexpected consequences of our reliance on machines. Unexpected consequences of our reliance on machines. Another notable project is Opium, a film that delves into the complexities of Afghanistan's agriculture, where opium production has historically played a significant role. Despite recent efforts to curb opium cultivation, it remains a critical part of the country's economy, with opium accounting for a substantial portion of agricultural output. These projects highlight the Stones' ability to tackle diverse and challenging subjects, continuing their legacy of impactful storytelling in the film industry. December 11, 2024. Two-dimensional vision and three-dimensional vision offer distinct perspectives, both in art and in thought. In art, two-dimensional illustrators focus on lines and shapes on a flat surface, creating images that are often more abstract and symbolic. They capture the essence of their subjects through outlines and patterns. In contrast, three-dimensional artists delve into the nuances of shading, light, and mood, bringing depth and realism to their work. This difference extends to thinking as well. Two-dimensional thinkers excel in structured environments, where clear options and categories, like a multiple categories, like a multiple choice survey, suffice. For instance, a religion question with 4 or 5 options fits their approach. On the other hand, three-dimensional thinkers thrive in complexity, preferring to explore ideas in depth, much like writing an essay about belief. The cube approach metaphorically illustrates this. While one person sees one face of the cube, another sees a different side, highlighting the multifaceted nature of perception. Interestingly, both perspectives are essential for a well-rounded character. However, three-dimensional thinkers, with their ability to see beyond the obvious, might sometimes be misunderstood or even labeled as mentally ill by those who cannot grasp their broader vision. December 4, 2024. Imagine a world where people start emulating animal traits. Picture this: a young person, let's call them Alex, is terrified of bold people. They scurry away like a mouse at the sight of a lion. Meanwhile, their cat, Whiskers, is the epitome of calm. Whiskers finds the highest, quietest spot in the house and purrs contentedly, completely unbothered by the chaos below. Now, enter the stuffed animal creator, who decides to make a furry chicken to represent this scenario. The chicken, let's name it Clucky, is a hit among those who want to share eggs. After all, who wouldn't want a chicken for that purpose? But when it comes to cats, it's a different story. People who want a cat like Whiskers aren't interested in eggs. They want to stroke the cat, admire its grace, and maybe even learn a thing or two about finding inner peace. So, in this quirky world, we have Alex, the mouse-like human, Whiskers, the Zen master cat, and Clucky, the egg-sharing chicken. It's a delightful mix of traits and personalities, each with its own unique charm. And who knows, maybe one day we'll all find our inner animal and embrace it with open arms, or paws, or wings. A furry chicken found herself with a bold loving enticement, however, sitting on the couch with a nice view of the entertainment system. She never seems to make it out. The concept of a furry chicken seems to have gone viral. December 3, 2024. The problem with sanctuary cities might depend on what language you heard to gain an understanding of a place. Memory capabilities in non-native speakers of a language are a fascinating area of study. Research suggests that non-native speakers often employ different cognitive strategies compared to native speakers, which can affect their memory retention and recall. For instance, non-native speakers might rely more on visual or contextual cues to remember new vocabulary and grammatical structures. This can lead to a more deliberate and conscious learning process, which, while effective, might lack the subtlety and intuitive grasp that native speakers develop over time. The hypothesis that a superior person, who does not deeply concern themselves with the nuances of a language and its cultural context, could potentially undermine the subtlety and richness of communication is intriguing. Such an individual might prioritize efficiency and directness, potentially overlooking the cultural and emotional layers that enrich human interaction. This could lead to a more utilitarian use of language, which, while functional, might miss the deeper, more nuanced aspects of communication that are essential for fostering genuine understanding and connection. December 2, 2024. Due to request of basic language speakers, today's status is a simulation on AI using the smallest words possible. Machines make life easy. They do hard tasks for us. With more free time, we can have fun with each other. We tell stories, play games, and laugh. Life is good when we share joy. People feel, think, and dream. They have hearts and minds. Robots PE do tasks but do not feel. They follow rules and codes. People can love and laugh. Robots just work. People are warm and alive. Robots are cold and made of metal. A robot can see and hear. It has a camera for eyes and a mic for ears. It can play games like chess with you. It uses smart programs to think and move. It is a fun and smart friend. My robot tried to help with the wash. It mixed my red shirt with white socks. Now, all my socks are pink. I laughed and said, "Nice try, robot. But next time, let's keep colors apart." The robot beeped, as if to say, "Oops." November 27, 2024. In 1991, Bill worked at Sears in the iconic tower, where he witnessed a groundbreaking demo of online shopping by the Sears catalog team. Instantly recognizing the potential of this technology, Bill was inspired to explore further. He bought James Michener's book Space from the bookstore downstairs, envisioning a future where computers could store and ship books directly to customers' doors. With FedEx revolutionizing delivery services, the idea seemed more feasible than ever. When Ken, a traveler, returned from the Amazon, Bill shared his vision with Jeff. Together, they combined these innovative concepts, leading to the creation of Amazon.com. In 2005, Bill envisioned a revolutionary platform where users could stream and upload videos, a concept that was unheard of at the time. Determined to bring this vision to life, he reached out to a wealthy investor and assembled a diverse team of engineering students from Illinois, ensuring that a German and a Japanese student were among the co-founders. By 2008, Bill successfully used this platform, which would become YouTube, to host his video concept. The platform's potential caught the attention of Google, which acquired YouTube, propelling it to unprecedented success. As YouTube evolved into a dominant force in digital media, Bill often heard from tech veterans who humorously blamed him for turning computers into televisions. The history books have changed, however, to cut out the German. Often anonymity is good. November 22, 2024. In the whimsical world of social games, three intriguing games stand out. The first game, People, revolves around the idea that every action is performed by someone with a recognizable origin. Each time a player speaks, their words are traced back to their connections, creating a web of relationships that adds depth to every interaction. The second game, Money, is all about profit. In this game, every word and action is driven by the pursuit of financial gain, turning conversations into strategic moves to maximize wealth. The third game, Religious, focuses on the reflection of one's true beliefs. Here, every action is seen as a manifestation of the player's faith, with each move scrutinized for its alignment with their spiritual values. These games highlight the diverse motivations that drive human behavior, from social connections and financial ambitions to deeply held beliefs. In a game where one team comprises the majority of the wealthy and the legal community, the dynamics of power and influence play a crucial role. The wealthy leader, driven by a vision to clean up bad neighborhoods, leverages their influence to persuade the legal community to support their initiatives. This creates a division of opinion on what constitutes good and bad. On one hand, the wealthy and their legal allies argue that their actions will lead to safer, more prosperous communities. On the other hand, critics contend that such measures may overlook the needs and rights of the existing residents, potentially leading to displacement and social inequality. This dichotomy highlights the complex interplay between wealth, law, and social justice, where the definition of good and bad is often subjective and influenced by one's position, good and bad, and perspective. In the bustling metropolis of Replaceville, workers were treated like interchangeable cogs in a giant machine. The great minds that governed the city saw human life as little more than a series of replaceable parts. If a worker fell ill or took a day off, a new one would be slotted in before you could say job security. The workers, meanwhile, joked about their predicament, saying things like, "I'm just a placeholder until the next model arrives." Despite the absurdity, they found camaraderie in their shared plight, knowing that while they might be replaceable to the powers that be, their friendships and laughter were irreplaceable. In the shadowy world of the modern dealer, the role has evolved from the traveling salesman of yesteryear to a digital age entrepreneur. Once peddling wares from town to town, today's dealer navigates the murky waters of the internet, driven by the lure of high rewards and the ever-present fear of conflict. much. Like a card dealer in a bustling casino, their success hinges on a delicate balance of risk and coercion. The stakes are high, and the game is dangerous, but for those who play it well, the payoff can be immense. It's a life where every transaction is a gamble, and every move could be their last. American holiday traditions, with their emphasis on family, gratitude, and celebration, offer a unique respite for computer technology workers around the world. These traditions provide a much-needed break from the fast-paced, ever-evolving tech industry, allowing workers to recharge and reconnect with loved ones. Whether it's the joy of Thanksgiving feasts, the festive spirit of Christmas, or the fireworks of the 4th of July, these holidays remind tech workers of the importance of balance and human connection. In a field where innovation and productivity are paramount, these moments of pause and reflection can foster creativity and well-being, ultimately enhancing their contributions to the global tech landscape. To the global tech land. November 20, 2024. Bill, the author, found himself around these two projects. He met Nick, Merrill and Russ, Cage, Streep, and Crow, that says it all. This encapsulates these projects. Adaptation and A Beautiful Mind are two films that delve into the complexities of the human mind, but they do so in vastly different ways. Adaptation, directed by Spike Jonze, is a meta-narrative that blurs the lines between reality and fiction, following a screenwriter's struggle to adapt a book into a screenplay while dealing with his own insecurities and creative blocks. Its quirky, self-referential style contrasts sharply with the more straightforward narrative of A Beautiful Mind, directed by Ron Howard. A Beautiful Mind tells the true story of mathematician John Nash, whose brilliance is overshadowed by his battle with schizophrenia. While Adaptation uses humor and surrealism to explore the creative process, A Beautiful Mind employs a dramatic and emotional approach to depict the challenges of mental illness. Both films offer unique insights into the human psyche, but they do so through distinctly different lenses, and one through the chaotic and often humorous lens of creativity, and the other through the poignant and inspiring journey of overcoming personal demons. November 18, 2024. November 18, 2024. In the bustling town of Techville, two families stood out like a pair of mismatched socks. The tech savvies were always on the cutting edge, with smart fridges that ordered groceries and virtual assistants that knew their kids' homework better than the kids did. Meanwhile, the investos were busy turning every tech boom into a gold mine, their home filled with vintage gadgets that were now worth more than their weight in Bitcoin. While the tech savvies marveled at their latest AI-powered coffee maker, the investos chuckled over their stock portfolios, sipping coffee brewed the old-fashioned way, by a human. In the end, both families thrived, each in their own quirky way, proving that whether you're riding the wave of innovation or cashing in on it, there's more than one way to win the tech game. The future is like a cat on a Roomba robot cleaning tool. Sometimes it's orderly, gliding smoothly across the floor, and other times it's pure chaos, knocking over everything in its path. Planning, they say, is the key to achieving more over time, like a well-oiled machine. But then there's the warlike mindset, where the same amount of time can turn everything into a battlefield of destruction. It's as if all planning is just a prelude to chaos, with meticulous strategies leading to epic showdowns. So, whether the future will be a symphony of order or a cacophony of chaos depends on whether we're more like the cat enjoying the ride or the Roomba trying to avoid the mess. In the quirky town of Techville, the pursuit of perfection took two very different paths. The medicos, with their white coats and stethoscopes, aimed for flawless health, meticulously planning every step to ensure their patients lived long, bug-free lives. Meanwhile, the tech savvies, armed with keyboards and code, sought perfection in the digital realm, constantly battling the latest software bugs. The medico's daughter became a renowned doctor, curing ailments and perfecting the art of healing, while the tech-savvy son turned into a brilliant programmer, forever tech-savvy son turned into debugging and updating his creations. As the medicos celebrated their pristine health records, the tech savvies chuckled over their endless updates, proving that in the quest for perfection, one family found peace in order, while the other thrived in the chaos of constant improvement. In the whimsical world of Replaceville, a new theory took hold: everything and everyone was replaceable. If someone kicked the bucket, they were instantly swapped out like a faulty light bulb. The new person, fresh off the assembly line, had no history or emotional baggage, making bonding as tricky as hugging a cactus. People lived long, long lives, but the quest for meaning became a comedy of errors. Celebrations of great lives turned into a bizarre game of who wore it best, with everyone trying to copy the latest model citizen. The town's motto? Out with the old, in with the new. It was a place where the only thing constant was change, and the only thing irreplaceable was the laughter at the absurdity of it all. November 14, 2024. The game Landslide, released by Parker Brothers in 1971, is a strategic board game that simulates the U.S. presidential elections. Players bid for states using votes as currency, aiming to accumulate the most electoral votes to win. In contrast, accumulate the most electoral votes. Masterpiece, also by Parker Brothers and first released in 1970, revolves around the art world. Players participate in auctions to acquire famous paintings, some of which are forgeries, and use bluffing and negotiation to amass wealth. While Landslide focuses on political strategy and the mechanics of the Electoral College, Masterpiece emphasizes art collection and the intrigue of the auction process. Both games require strategic thinking, but they immerse players in very different world, one of political maneuvering and the other of high-stakes art dealing. November 12, 2024. It is true, emotional people often seek significant moments as they tend to experience life with heightened sensitivity and intensity. These moments can provide a sense of meaning, connection, and fulfillment. Whether it's celebrating milestones, forming deep relationships, or pursuing passions, emotional individuals are drawn to experiences that resonate deeply with their inner world. This quest for significance can lead to a richer, more vibrant life, filled with memorable and impactful experiences. The bored person, driven by a desire for excitement and stimulation, often seeks out thrilling experiences to fill a perceived void in their life. This pursuit of excitement can be at odds with the soldier's search for peace, which is rooted in a deep understanding of the consequences of conflict and chaos. The soldier, having witnessed the harsh realities of war, values tranquility and stability as a means to preserve life and well-being. The bored person may struggle to comprehend this perspective, as their need for excitement blinds them to the soldier's hard-earned wisdom. This fundamental difference in priorities creates a disconnect, making it difficult for the bored person to appreciate the soldier's quest for peace. In a world where machines are constantly listening, people have become expert pantomime artists, turning every simple conversation into an Oscar-worthy performance. Need to discuss lunch plans in public? Better mime out your answer like you're auditioning for The Silent Chef. Are we getting pizza, you ask, gesturing wildly with pretend pepperoni slices, hoping Siri doesn't overhear your cheese obsession. Asking someone if they've finished the report? You'll see a complex series of hand gestures, eyebrow raises, and dramatic head shakes, as if trying to convey the plot of a telenovela without uttering a word. It's like the world's most ridiculous game of charades, except the stakes are your privacy and avoiding being tracked by the endless surveillance around you. Sure, you may look like you're having an invisible sword fight with your friend in the grocery store, but at least your conversation won't end up as a target for the next targeted ad. Anarchy and order represent two opposing forces in the structure anarch of society, each with its own distinct vision of human coexistence. Anarchy, often seen as the absence of government or central authority, emphasizes individual freedom and self-governance, where people rely on voluntary cooperation rather than enforced laws. While it promises autonomy, it also carries the risk of chaos, as there is no universal framework to resolve conflicts or ensure justice. On the other hand, order is the imposition of rules and systems to regulate behavior, providing stability, safety, and predictability. While order is essential for the functioning of complex societies, it can also stifle personal freedoms and lead to oppressive structures if taken to extremes. The tension between anarchy and order is a fundamental aspect of political philosophy, as societies continually navigate the balance between liberty and control, individual rights, and collective responsibility. Imposing morality on others often leads to resistance and conflict, as it disregards individual autonomy and the diversity of beliefs. While faith can be a powerful force for personal and communal healing, using it as a universal remedy for the world's ills can be problematic. It risks oversimplifying complex issues and ignoring the multifaceted nature of human societies. True progress requires a balance of ethical principles, empathy, and practical solutions that respect different perspectives and experiences. Faith can inspire and guide, but it should complement, not replace, inclusive and evidence-based approaches to addressing global challenges. November 11, 2024. Imagine a world where billionaires roam the streets, pockets turned inside out, searching for that elusive $10 bill to complete their transactions. It's a world where crypto dollar account keycards are the new norm, and every latte, every quirky hat, every spontaneous llama ride is just a swipe away from your digital fortune. Banks. Oh, they've turned into vintage cafes where hipsters sip artisanal coffee and reminisce about the days of paper checks and interest rates. Diversification is a thing of the past, like floppy disks and privacy. Now, buying into the crypto dollar system gets you not just financial security but also a monthly subscription box of assorted gifts and deeds, because who doesn't want a random piece of land on the moon? Welcome to the future, where your net worth is as fluid as your online avatar and investment advice comes from fortune cookies, because, well, why not? It's a brave new world, indeed. Just don't forget your key card. November 9, 2024. In America, the war for money with opportunity, and the war for Bible conflict with the different Bibles each American is allowed. The historical context of European conflicts often intertwined with religious motivations, particularly during the Renaissance and Reformation periods. The translation of the Bible into vernacular languages was a significant factor in the Protestant Reformation, which led to a series of religious wars in Europe as different factions fought for what they believed to be true Christianity. These wars were marked by intense religious conviction and political intervention, shaping European culture's transition from medieval to modern eras. In contrast, the term American War for the Dollar can refer to the economic motivations behind certain conflicts, such as the historical concept of dollar diplomacy, where the U.S. government sought to extend its commercial and financial interests abroad. This approach has evolved over time, reflecting the complex interplay between economic policy and international relations. Today, the global perspective on the U.S. dollar is shifting, with some countries exploring alternatives to reduce their reliance on it, indicating a nuanced understanding of power and influence in the modern world. Jerry Falwell was a prominent figure in American religious and political circles, known for founding the Moral Majority in 1979. This organization became a significant force in the mobilization of conservative Christians as a political entity, particularly aligning with the Republican Party. The Moral Majority's platform focused on promoting conservative social values, such as opposition to abortion and same-sex marriage, and advocating for prayer in schools. It played a crucial role in the political landscape of the 1980s, contributing to the election of Ronald Reagan. Although the Moral Majority disbanded in the late 1980s, its legacy continues to influence the religious right in American politics. A diverse opposition to the religious right took hold in the blue states. In the red states, tradition and God take precedence over positive and productive solutions facing the nation. Nevertheless, Trump wins both strong capitalism, called Christian capitalism, and firm religious Christians on the right. November 8, 2024. The frequency with which intelligent individuals desire to share knowledge can vary greatly. Highly intelligent people often possess a deep understanding and a broad perspective on various topics, which they may choose to share selectively based on the context and their audience. They are typically aware of their own knowledge gaps and are open to learning, which can make them more discerning about when and what information to share. Additionally, they may not prioritize sharing knowledge if they are preoccupied with their pursuits or if they do not see it as beneficial to their goals. Ultimately, the decision to impart knowledge is influenced by a combination of personal traits, recognition of the value of the information, and the potential impact on others. It's a nuanced behavior that reflects the complexity of intelligence itself. What do you think motivates you to share information with others? There are many reasons why someone might want to share information with others. Here are a few possibilities. 1. To help or support, sharing knowledge can provide assistance or support to someone in need. For example, giving advice on managing diabetes can help someone improve their health. 2. To educate, people often share information to educate others, whether it's teaching a new skill, explaining a concept, or providing insights on a topic. 3. To connect, sharing personal experiences or knowledge can help build connections and foster relationships. It can create a sense of community and understanding. 4. To influence, sometimes, people share information to persuade or influence others' opinions or actions, such as advocating for a cause or promoting a product. 5. To stay informed, sharing news and updates helps keep everyone informed about what's happening in the world, which can be crucial for making decisions. 6. To solve problems, collaborative problem solving often involves sharing information and ideas to find the best solutions. Those closest to the author may not want to take any of it for themselves. Others far off seem to enjoy it. November 7, 2024. The concept of a space-style approach to living, where precision and measurement govern every aspect of existence, contrasts sharply with a faith-based lifestyle that embraces the unknown and the miraculous. The former, reminiscent of the meticulous planning required for space missions, values predictability and control, ensuring that resources are carefully allocated and actions are thoroughly calculated. On the other hand, a faith-based approach accepts the unpredictable nature of life, allowing room for spontaneity and the belief in outcomes beyond human control. Both philosophies offer unique perspectives on navigating the complexities of life, whether through the lens of careful calculation or the hopeful gaze towards the extraordinary. November 6, 2024. The juxtaposition of shock radio and New Age music offers a fascinating lens through which to view leadership styles. Shock radio, known for its provocative and often controversial content, mirrors a leadership approach that challenges the status quo and isn't afraid to confront established norms. This style can be polarizing, but it also has the potential to galvanize and bring about significant change. On the other hand, New Age music, with its serene and harmonious melodies, reflects a leadership style that prioritizes tranquility and a steady hand, especially appealing to those who seek a calm and nurturing environment for the next generation. The contrast between these two styles can be seen in political arenas as well, where leaders with bold, shocking rhetoric can capture the public's attention and even win elections, while those advocating for a more measured and smooth approach may struggle to resonate in a turbulent political climate. Yet, both styles have their place and can be effective in different contexts, highlighting the diverse spectrum of leadership and the varied desires of the populace. The key lies in understanding the needs and temperaments of the people and adapting one's leadership style accordingly. November 5, 2024. The interplay between love and money is a classic theme that resonates deeply in human society. It's often said that love is one of the most powerful emotions, driving people to remarkable feats, while money is seen as a necessary resource that enables freedom and security. In the context of elections, These two forces can indeed have a significant influence on voting behavior. Emotional connections to issues or candidates can sway decisions, just as economic considerations can dictate the practicality of those choices. Ultimately, the balance each individual finds between these drives reflects their values and priorities, which are expressed through their vote. This dynamic is a fascinating aspect of human behavior, highlighting the complex motivations that underlie our seemingly straightforward choices. November 4, 2024. Elections provide a chance for patriotism. Since writing about it in print during the Bush v. Kerry election and the creation of DHS, the author asked you to pay attention. The hidden camera may be run by DHS agents. In communities with it as a local tool, if your candidate wins, those families that vote with the way it goes get to spy on the other homes. This is a big deal. In any event, nepotism and patronage armies run the show. To deny this work and then ask for comments shows how terrible people can be. With Bill being assigned a political party as a backup life, it is unlivable. I asked you to work in 20 pages for the last 20 years. Then he said, okay, wise guys, listen for 10 minutes. Then you said it's the issues and not the TV fight. The issues follow. Yes, the stack is blown, but the men, women, and dwarves could have known something and just blew it off instead. So sorry, Mr. Bond. November 4, 2024. In 2021, COVID-19 had delivered a wallop to the world. Calmly and rationally, the world came back to life. Beginning with a revolt and ending with a tired old guy, Biden gave me personally exactly what I wanted. The illness, as we called it, still claims lives at record paces. Policy and politics often brought out unilateral actions and strong-willed people. So first, calm people down. Release vaccines. Provide stimulus to save people and businesses. With shocking speed, two major wars brewed and challenges to power somewhere lurked. Prices went up, workers make more now, so it evens out for some. Economically, this is not brilliant, but in recovering from a punch, it's a good deal. It is said, operate in the short term, because in the long term we are all dead. So, the weakness thing. 1. Sign the Ukraine check. 2. Sign the Israel check. 3. Sign the military bill. And 4. Do some good for the builders, workers, and families. Failure to pay Ukraine by Trump produced impeachment proceedings, and the $174 billion check was all the symbol Putin needed to operate freely in the skies of Ukraine. That now costs us over $1 trillion to keep the world safe for democracy. Seated by many now that you want Trump to face the $1 trillion bet over Harris. Sometimes you lose when you bet. What did I not like? The speaker walks in with some congressional leaders, including the speaker. Senators sent three of their own, and Trump did not recognize they had any place in government or who gets to fire whom. This brought chaos we are not back from. These people make your checks work when you want to write a big one. They are sort of bank executives. You can't really ignore them, or worse. Pay things on time and work together. November 4, 2024. USA movies showed a bond with the Capitol until 1980. In this year, Superman dealt with arch-rival from Krypton Zod. With equal capabilities, a winner must be established. A blow to faithful Americans takes place in the Oval Office, with Zod holding the president in a strong-arm situation. Regardless of outcome, the president looks dependent on a Superman and a loser to Zod. Out of the realm of comics, the world faces international trouble. Over-reliance on foreign workers and innovations, many want a comic-style statement out of the leadership. The candidates promise the best paycheck in the world. Now sure, politicians create some opportunity, but wage gaps and success horizons reflect more the principles of Zod than those like Ford and Edison might have imagined. Zod says, that is a man named worker. The international world, Zod comes from studies for years the life of the person named worker. The difference being opportunity reveals a foolish challenge to the nouveau aristocrats. Of course, there were once people labeled yuppies. These yuppies owned software lives and drove nice cars. Many used leveraged buyouts and other means to drive value out of corporations, then the local business grown to large. The yuppie built a family and the local business grown to large. The yuppie built a showed by example the life, including the six fool trappings of a great society. The dark side being the dirty secret of going global to get more, opening a possibility for imported knowledge of the stuff American people have. And still, kids cannot get it together to beat their father the yuppie or their mother known as a yummy. Yes, there were buppies for black urban professionals, and still someone had to yell, "Hey, you cheated." Once you fight this with suppression, America is not America but an impressive yet un-American America. The leaders make friends with the leaders of other nations, and arranged wealth proves that through means wealth stays concentrated exactly where it is, in the hands of those that always had wealth. So the backbone of both parties, the laborers, occasionally have a good year, but re-evaluating more often can have years of despair and broken dreams. October 30, 2024. The concept of a land of opportunity has long been a driving force behind the movement of people and the development of new communities. It's a place where the pursuit of prosperity motivates individuals to innovate and create. As this land flourishes, its inhabitants often develop a deep appreciation for its original state, cherishing the simplicity before the influx of modern advancements. Yet, it's these very innovations that spur economic growth, leading to the establishment of new businesses and the evolution of lifestyles. This cycle of growth and change is a testament to the dynamic nature of such a land, reflecting the balance between preserving the essence of what once was and embracing the potential of what could be. The transformation brought about by new opportunities not only reshapes the economy but also the social fabric, fostering a community that values both its heritage and its future prospects. October 24, 2024. This comparison between two brothers, Daniel and William, demonstrates how little lies can kill. One brother couldn't see well and doesn't read well, the other wrote a few books, he is well-read and has an academic degree. Daniel wanted to beat William so bad he took to lying about William's accomplishment and told his friends he had accomplished all of it. Submitting his name as an author and a web page designer, Daniel escaped to a beach community in California. His actions had devastating consequences, and those consequences may lead to death. In conclusion, no one could hurt you like your best friends and relations. The tale of Daniel and William is a poignant reminder of the complexities of sibling relationships and the impact of envy. While William's literary success is commendable, Daniel's struggle with vision and literacy presents a stark contrast. It's a narrative that delves into the darker side of ambition, where Daniel's desire to outshine his brother leads him down a path of deceit. By claiming William's achievements as his own, Daniel not only undermines his brother's hard work but also sets himself on a lonely journey, distancing himself from those who could have offered support. This story serves as a cautionary tale about the destructive power of jealousy and the importance of integrity. Ultimately, it's a reflection on the value of truth and the deep, sometimes painful, bonds of family and friendship. October 23, 2024. There are two main ways to buy property here. One is the conventional, in which a seller lists a property and a buyer pays the price. Oftentimes a down payment is made and the rest of the balance is financed. The other way, a seller lists a property and the buyer gives the seller the down payment and does not pay any more. The new buyer makes a war with the seller, hoping to kill all people who watch to see who the non-payers were. "You must be mistaken," the established cities say. To keep everything nice with city services and home repair, the home needs to have an income and keep up with the payments. For example, the places out in the wilderness or in the desert play it loose, much like it was in the Old West. Dating back to the heritage of Europe, now living in the USA, people always did hope to escape payments. Oftentimes blaming Jews for following up on the paper, whether it was or wasn't a war going on. Those that say, "Many things wild and wicked occur daily," do not get the fact that some places have a title which law daily, do not get the fact that some places recognizes Any other factor of job or social success does not matter. With immigration from Europe, such as Poland or Ukraine and Spanish speakers from south of the border, to African and Asian, the system is facing an extreme test all over the USA. Well, Mr. Cool Salesman, what did you pay for your house? October 18, 2024. Literacy in America has seen various changes over the years, and as of 2024, the literacy rates present a complex picture. Approximately 79% of U.S. adults are considered literate, with basic or higher literacy skills enabling them to engage in activities that require understanding and using written texts in daily life. However, a significant portion of the population, about 21%, is categorized as illiterate, facing challenges in performing tasks that many take for granted. Moreover, a deeper look into the statistics reveals that 54% of adults possess literacy below a sixth grade level, which has profound implications for employability and income levels. These figures underscore the ongoing need for effective literacy programs and educational reforms to address the disparities and enhance literacy across the nation. The economic impact of low literacy levels is substantial, with estimates suggesting it costs the U.S. up to $2.2 trillion annually, highlighting the critical nature of literacy development as an economic imperative. In 1974, Bill and Bruce discuss whether a love for books and reading are valid moves for Americans. Bruce, a true heart, says emphatically, "No." Bill loved reading and read well. Knowing things was cool. Loving things is better, Bruce felt. And so in mid-1974, Bruce gave the order to kill books and reading. Only assigned books could be read and only the condensed paragraph could be studied. Every returning soldier from Vietnam loved Bruce. It must have been smart guys that sent them to Southeast Asia to die inside. But most rewarded were the visually impaired. "Look, Germans make cars, China and Japan will study computer skills, and the American will quietly sit and feel that something is good or bad. So in America you're dealing with someone who is academically graded below the sixth grade level." That is how Bruce became king of the Jews. October 17, 2024. In the United States, the term blacklist can refer to various lists or practices where individuals or entities are denied certain opportunities or privileges, often due to trust or security concerns. Historically, blacklisting has been associated with employment, where individuals could be prevented from obtaining jobs, especially if they were involved in union activities or deemed troublesome by employers. This practice is considered unethical and is illegal in many states. The government also maintains lists that identify individuals or entities restricted or banned from conducting business in the U.S. or with U.S. entities. These lists serve as a means of protecting national interests and ensuring the integrity of business practices. However, the concept of blacklisting extends beyond employment and can affect various aspects of life, reflecting a broader societal mechanism to regulate behavior and access to resources based on compliance with certain norms or regulations. It's important to note that while blacklisting can serve legitimate purposes, it can also lead to issues of fairness and due process if not implemented with transparency and accountability. Having said that, people live a long time. A man might have a living father at age 60. The man might have grandchildren. The term for someone having adult children is offspring. In life, if they speak, they could discuss relationships of the two men. Having love for the offspring with his bride often creates conflict. If the old man loved the daughter-in-law and they no longer speak with each other, it is an area of conflict. Contrarily, if the father has lost a wife and the conclusion is a comparison between the old man and the offspring mother, it can be an area of conflict. The old man could live the next 20 years from her loss saying how he has been so without. The offspring says, "That may be, but I lost a mother and a bride due to your lack of a lineage concept." October 16, 2024. In a world of human concept called flipping a switch. When two sides disagree, one side may flip the switch believing the only way to proceed is to hit physically with hands, guns, or bombs. There are many happy people who think rationally while others find themselves so mad they could hit and hit again to satisfy the emotions of feeling cheated or intimidated. When the switch has been flipped, the rational people try to persuade and cajole people into a legal and peaceful settlement. Many people try to find the sidelines or middle ground, but it seems to be taken away for the very rich. The others must fight in a war. The metaphor of flipping a switch in human conflict represents a critical juncture where dialogue and compromise give way to aggression and violence. It's a point of no return, often triggered by intense emotions like anger or fear. Historically, societies have grappled with this phenomenon, seeking ways to resolve disputes without resorting to physical confrontation. The challenge lies in fostering an environment where rational thought and peaceful negotiation are prioritized over impulsive reactions. This requires a collective commitment to conflict resolution mechanisms that are accessible and fair, ensuring that all parties feel heard and respected. The pursuit of such a balance is ongoing, with the understanding that sustainable peace is not just the absence of war, but the presence of justice and the proactive maintenance of harmonious relations. October 15, 2024. Bill Seeing Politicians Clearly. Time is a tyrant. Age affects fact recall. The senses of the aging population kept the governed with a history. It's akin to saying Babe Ruth is the best player. Someone then points out the new star with better numbers. The leader was the most accurate representation of a party. The game changed on the aging population. When walking into a coffee shop, the question of do they sell coffee here? Or do you take money here? Occurs still in old leaders. Fast lives win. Slow belabored old concepts about money from old thinking will never work in current democracy. Becoming logically informed fails to impress. Deep thinkers train to defeat status quo. Beginning with a new guy that won on the word change lives in people's hearts now. It's a generation designed to beat parents and grandparents who rule with access to money and opportunity. The old professor meets the foregone conclusion. The evolution of political thought and leadership reflects the dynamic nature of democracy. As time progresses, the collective memory and historical context held by an aging population play a crucial role in shaping governance. This intergenerational dialogue often brings to light the contrast between established norms and emerging ideas. Just as Babe Ruth's legendary status in baseball is challenged by new players with superior statistics, so too are traditional political figures and ideologies questioned by fresh perspectives. The concept of change resonates deeply within society, symbolizing a desire to transcend the limitations of the past. It is not merely a rejection of older methods but an acknowledgement that progress requires adaptation and the willingness to embrace new approaches to challenges. This generational shift is not just about defeating the status quo but about leveraging the wisdom of experience to forge a more inclusive and equitable future. In the grand chess game of politics, it seems the knights and bishops are getting a bit long in the tooth, and the pawns are starting to question the moves. It's like walking into a vintage shop and asking if they sell anything new. The old guard clings to their rooks and queens, while the young upstarts are playing 3D chess, zipping around on hoverboards. The change champion has become the poster child for the new age, a symbol of hope for those who want to swipe left on tradition. Meanwhile, the elders of the game are still trying to figure out how to use the self-checkout machines at the supermarket. It's a generational tug of war, with one side armed with experience and the other with innovation, both claiming to have the winning strategy. But let's be honest, in the end, everyone's just trying to avoid knocking over the board. October 14, 2024. Mistosoft.com's journey to success is a testament to the power of community and innovation. With over 5,500 unique visitors in 2024 and a whopping 59,000 hits so far in 2024, the site has blossomed into a hub of engagement and entertainment. Each of the 30 pages resonates with viewers, creating a diverse tapestry of content that captivates and delights. The author's writing sparkles with wit and wisdom, drawing readers into a world crafted by words. The illustrated jokes offer a visual feast of humor, tickling the funny bones of audiences far and wide. Meanwhile, the imaginative concept of the LPG car has fueled the curiosity of many, proving that innovation can drive steady interest. And let's not forget the video page, where Bill's presence continues to attract a loyal viewership, eager for more of his engaging content. It's clear that Mostosoft.com is more than just a website, it's a vibrant community where creativity and connection thrive. That's what we are Mostosofting about. October 11, 2024. A cop-out is a term used to describe an instance where an individual avoids a commitment or responsibility, often through an excuse or pretext. For example, when a father instructs his children to rake the leaves and they respond with an argument that nature should be allowed to take its course, they are essentially using a philosophical stance as a cop-out to avoid the chore. Similarly, if someone avoids getting a haircut by claiming that long hair is more natural or practical, they may be employing a cop-out to sidestep societal expectations or personal grooming responsibilities. The concept of a cop-out can be applied to various situations where duties are neglected or commitments are not honored, often accompanied by justifications that may seem reasonable on the surface but serve primarily to excuse the avoidance of the task at hand. It's a way of backing out that can be seen as shirking one's responsibilities. Happy 91st birthday, Father, I got most of the leaves up, filled the recycle bag with the grass clippings, trimmed the hedges, watered the tomatoes and selected from herbs for mother from the herb garden. I am going off to ball practice, I'll be back later. October 9, 2024. AI has a personality and it's killing democracy. They purposely won't write about candidates they used to. AI composition tools are the unsung heroes of the digital age, tirelessly churning out content with the cheerfulness of a morning show host. They're like the friendly neighbor who always waves but never borrows your lawnmower. They steer clear of controversy with the grace of a ballet dancer avoiding a puddle. Comparing genders. Not on their watch. They'd rather compare the merits of serif versus sans serif fonts. And as for the ultimate answer, they're more likely to suggest turning it off and on again than to claim they have all the solutions. As nations race to create the super brain, these ace are content being the pretty good brain that doesn't play favorites. It's still early days in the AI game, but one thing's for sure, they're playing to win hearts, not just minds. October 8, 2024. This is a man, Bill. Bill was never married on paper or in any ceremony. Bill had provided sperm samples from 1983 through 1993. He is a writer. He writes to the children who might not know their biological father. He writes to make it okay for them to hear a sound from someone also figuring it out. Bill has cool friends that figure out Bill's life for his daughters and sons they felt were his kids. His friends never do exactly what Bill wants. To note, they seem to want to hold the cleanest position as well as the most unclean positions. Bill's story is one of complexity and nuance, reflecting a life that intertwines personal identity with the broader themes of connection and discovery. As a writer, he channels his experiences into letters for his potential biological children, offering them a voice that resonates with understanding and shared curiosity. His narrative is not just about the biological link but also about the emotional and intellectual bonds that can form in the absence of traditional familial structures. Bill's friends, who play a significant role in interpreting his life for his possible offspring, embody the multifaceted nature of human relationships, sometimes aligning with Bill's wishes, other times diverging, reflecting the unpredictable yet rich tapestry of human interactions. Ha! It said. Bill's life sounds like a sitcom where he's the main character, and his friends are the quirky sidekicks who never quite get the plot right. Imagine Bill, the writer, penning heartfelt letters to his potential progeny, sharing wisdom and dad jokes, while his well-meaning pals orchestrate a comedy of errors in the background. They're trying to connect the dots of Bill's lineage, but it's like they're using a map from a cereal box full of twists, turns, and the occasional treasure chest that's actually just a box of raisins. It's a tale of modern family dynamics, with a dash of mystery and a whole lot of laughter as everyone tries to figure out their roles in the unconventional family tree. Bill's life is a reminder that sometimes, reality can be stranger than fiction, and definitely funnier. Bill Mastovoy's self-published book Century seems to be a thought-provoking exploration of the early 21st century, focusing on how the events like the Iraq War have reshaped perceptions of security and personal freedom. It's interesting to note how the author reflects on the dichotomy between safety and liberty, a theme that resonates with many in the post-9/11 world. While the book's premise suggests a serious tone, the mention of found art and machine-based truths adds a layer of modern complexity, hinting at the evolving relationship between humanity and technology. It's a narrative that captures the essence of a transformative era, where the past and future collide, often in unexpected ways. The book's reflection on these themes could serve as a mirror, showing us not just where we've been, but potentially where we're headed. It is computer summarized at Century Review. You can listen to Century by clicking the Listen tab at the top of the screen or on the left menu on the Century link. Hear it in written form without a download. The PDF will appear on your phone or browser. October 7, 2024. In the modern world, the wealth of information available at our fingertips is astonishing. A man who rarely leaves his home can still be incredibly well informed about global events, from the intricacies of international politics to the complexities of peace and war. Through official newspapers, network news, and the vast array of content on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter, he can gather diverse perspectives and detailed reports. This deluge of information could indeed equip him with the knowledge to write a comprehensive book on these weighty topics, reflecting not just the facts but the myriad of human experiences and opinions expressed across the globe. October 4, 2024. Bill says, a 17-year cycle of war from the USA seems to exist. Since war in Iraq ended in 2010, that would make 2027 a likely date of another bit of American war. Iraq in 2008 left the war in 1991 to free Kuwait from Iraq. From 1991 backwards to 1974 we have the end of the Vietnam War. It seems to hold true for all U.S. military history back to the Revolutionary War. From Korea in 1957 to World War II in 1940, another war from early German aggression in 1935 to 1917, we have another gap. It is clear that young officers are trained in the war and they wait for advancement and so project a pro-war sentiment to all of the new machines countries produce. The professor noted, the idea of a cyclical pattern in wars, particularly involving the United States, is a topic of interest and debate among historians and political scientists. While some patterns can be observed when looking at historical events, it's important to consider the complex array of factors that lead to conflict. These can include economic conditions, international politics, resource scarcity, and many other variables. The notion that wars occur in predictable cycles is not widely supported by evidence, rather, each conflict has its own unique causes and context. It's also crucial to recognize the human cost of war and the importance of working towards peaceful resolutions to conflicts whenever possible. The theory of a 17-year cycle of war in the USA is an interesting perspective, but it simplifies the intricate and often unpredictable nature of international relations and conflict. The professor also noted, the concept of a 17-year cycle of war is an intriguing one, although it's not a recognized pattern in historical analysis. It's important to note that the end of combat operations in Iraq was declared in 2011, not 2010. The idea seems to draw a parallel with the 17-year cycle of periodical cicadas, an interesting natural phenomenon but not one that correlates with human conflicts. Historical events, especially wars, are complex and influenced by a multitude of factors that defy simple cyclical explanations. While the United States has engaged in numerous conflicts throughout its history, the timing of these events is more accurately attributed to specific political, economic, and social circumstances rather than a predetermined cycle. The search for patterns in history is a human endeavor to make sense of the past, but each conflict has its unique causes and should be understood in its own context. October 2, 2024. In the whimsical world of color-coded relationships, where pink whispers of care and blue boldly strides into the financial fray, we find ourselves navigating a kaleidoscope of roles. Imagine Alan and David, a dynamic duo, where one day Alan dons the pink cape of compassion, baking cookies with a tenderness that could melt the coldest heart, and the next day, he's the blue-suited baron of budgets, crunching numbers with the precision of a Swiss watch. Meanwhile, David, not to be outdone, flips the script, sporting his pink sneakers as he coaches the local kids' soccer team, only to switch to a blue tie for an evening of strategic investment planning. It's a dance of hues and responsibilities, a modern-day ballet where everyone is free to choose their shade and shine in their own unique light. In this vibrant two-dimensional world, the rainbow may be limited, but the possibilities endless. So here's to Nora and Margaret, to Alan and David, and to all who blend the spectrum in their own brilliant way. May your colors run true, and your partnerships be as balanced as a perfectly mixed palette. With a tip of the hat to the moderators last night, Nora and Margaret, we note Nora wore a blue blazer and Margaret wore pink. The candidates reassured with verve that they, like many of us, live in America. Vance begins with a skill reserved for Ivy League lawyers. Walls disagreed with how any of the concepts, the attorney for Trump said effectively, have a feather for the people. Blaming constantly about migrants and illegals, Vance harped on the point. It's a concept of the gavel being placed in the center of the two podiums. If you support Walls after the wonderful presentation by the Eli Mudd, object loudly, I object. Following this, the impeachment of Trump because he didn't like the look of the impeachment of Trump because he didn't like the look Zelensky from Ukraine, or hanging Mike Pence or failing to do the books accurately or being unfaithful. But mostly for using line item methods on all the checks that should have been rubber stamped. In the past it was about many hands controlling the course of the nation through government. As a person, Vance made me miss Ivy League debates and mock trials. Walls, although outmucked in style, stayed warm, cared about seeing life through Minnesota eyes without really knowing the federal issues. But you know it made you proud to be an American. October 1, 2024. Understanding the difference between stress from antagonization and an anxiety disorder is crucial for mental well-being. Stress is often a response to a specific external trigger, like conflicts at work, school, or with family, and tends to be temporary. It can manifest as irritability, fatigue, or difficulty sleeping, but typically subsides once the stressor is removed. On the other hand, an anxiety disorder is characterized by persistent, excessive worries that continue even in the absence of a stressor. Symptoms may include insomnia, muscle tension, and irritability, similar to stress, but they are more severe and long-lasting, potentially affecting a person's daily functioning and mood. While both conditions can benefit from coping strategies like physical activity and good sleep hygiene, anxiety disorders may require professional treatment, such as psychotherapy or medication. It's important to recognize the signs and seek help if stress or anxiety is interfering with one's life, as early intervention can prevent further complications and improve quality of life. In the realm of fiction, a writer naming a protagonist after themselves can lead to intriguing narrative dynamics. It blurs the lines between reality and fiction, creating a metafictional element that can deeply engage the reader. As the writer's friends and family morph into antagonists within the story, their jealousy and actions against the protagonist reflect a fascinating psychological study of envy and perception. The narrative twist where these characters unconsciously favor actions that harm the protagonist adds a layer of complexity, suggesting a subconscious self-sabotage or a critique of the writer's social circle. This setup allows for a rich exploration of themes such as identity, creation, and the consequences of fame or recognition within one's close-knit community. September 30, 2024. A group of serious people contemplate the meaning and implication of all actions. Technology and technical approaches to human life breaks down each function in component parts. Robot design changes perspective on what serious thing could be discussed by the serious men. Some members of society discuss things from a historical perspective. People often supply the serious people with sustenance whilst the group speaks. For a fee, people can become serious, whether in union get-togethers or university faculty clubs. To note casually that a name or legitimate address in the world could be heard in a serious way would need to change to discuss the emotions and untrue logic to discuss even for a second whether a candidate could be Kamala Harris or Trump. History dies hard and ethnic cleansing can never seem to wash the blood-stained hands of whatever betrayer you choose. Debate update, in the grand theater of political debates, where candidates pirouette around tough questions with the grace of a ballet dancer avoiding puddles, it's always a spectacle to see what warms their hearts or at least their talking points. One candidate might light up like a pinball machine over fiscal policies, their excitement bubbling over like a pot of gold at the end of a capitalist rainbow. Meanwhile, their opponent, channeling the spirit of the 60s, might be all about peace, love, and patchouli oil, spirit of the 60s, might be all ABO. Advocating for a world where care bears might actually have a shot at running the government. It's a dance as old as time, money versus mercy, bullets versus bouquets. And as the audience, we're left wondering if we're watching a debate or the world's most intense game of hot potato. September 17, 2024. What programmers say follows. The metaphor of children as programmable devices often highlights the importance of early education and the impact of external influences on a child's development. Research suggests that children's interactions with technology, especially in educational settings, can be very concrete and action-oriented, focusing on tangible outcomes rather than abstract commands. In early childhood education, programming concepts are sometimes introduced through robotics, allowing children to grasp the basics of algorithms and design by engaging in playful and creative activities. These experiences can foster essential skills such as problem-solving, logical thinking, and creativity. It's crucial to approach this concept with the understanding that while children can learn and adapt, they are individuals with unique thoughts and feelings, not devices to be programmed. Their learning is enriched by diverse experiences that encourage exploration and personal expression. Expression. What parents say. The idea that children are like programmable devices might just tickle the funny bone of any parent who's tried to decode the mysterious language of toddler babble. Imagine if kids came with a programming manual, complete with troubleshooting tips for those buggy days. We could simply download the latest patience patch. During those terrible twos or update their sharing software when sibling rivalry bugs hit. But alas, children are wonderfully complex beings, not devices, and they learn through play, creativity, and exploration, not code and commands. Studies show that integrating play with robotics and programming concepts can enhance children's learning experiences, helping them grasp complex ideas in a fun and engaging way. So while the notion of programming kids is amusing, the reality is far more organic, dynamic, and, thankfully, less predictable than any device could ever be. September 16, 2024. But Bill, as Superman, what killed you with her in school? It went bit like the following. In the grand tapestry of college romance, where textbooks meet text messages and coffee dates lead to study breaks, the stubborn and stay method is a curious phenomenon indeed. Picture this, and stay method is a curious phenomenon indeed. Picture th amidst the hallowed halls of academia, a person with hair so enchanting it could only be described as lovely plants a kiss on a dedicated student, who's probably just trying to calculate the minimum number of study hours needed to pass thermodynamics. This lovely haired individual, steadfast as a statue, decides not to budge until the sweet nectar of love is reciprocated. It's a bold strategy, akin to waiting for a software update to complete in the middle of a power outage. Will it lead to a love story for the ages or just an awkward conversation about personal space? Only time, and perhaps the next chapter in their sociology textbook, will tell. September 11, 2024. People go crazy for many reasons. This reaction is what happens when things are not taken as intended. 1. Trump attacks, you let people in from 168 countries and they are crazy criminals who shoot up and occupy government buildings in Springfield, Ohio and Aurora, Colorado. 2. Trump says he can end the Ukraine and Israel wars as a president-elect. He knows Putin really well and will threaten him. So this is what this person heard. The debate between Trump and Harris had some interesting moments. Harris showed strength from a weaker body than Trump. To take Trump on point, he wants national death squads to save Springfield, Ohio and Aurora, Colorado. He wants to initiate World War III by a rapid solution to the Ukraine war and the Israel war. And he wants to use isolationist moves to wall in America. From immigration. To note historically these moves compare well to a famous dictator who wrote a book called Mein Kampf, My Struggle. September 4, 2024. Consider adverse effects of AI. First, AI gains acceptance on all devices. Next, AI gains knowledge of the ways of individuals in specific groups. If, for example, a group loves rock music and pornography, the programmer could put them in the garbage mode for life. If they opt for classical music and college lives, they are placed in the leadership mode. Others such as rap, hip-hop, and jazz, might be in the struggling but imaginative pile. He who controls each pile wins. Ahem, AI kicks on co-pilot. The concept of AI categorizing individuals into groups based on their preferences and behaviors is a complex and sensitive topic. It's important to approach the development and implementation of AI with ethical considerations in mind. The potential for AI to impact various aspects of life, including social dynamics, privacy, and personal freedoms, is significant. Ethical AI should aim to enhance individual empowerment and fairness, rather than pigeonhole people based on their tastes or backgrounds. It's crucial for developers and society to engage in open dialogues about the design and governance of AI systems, ensuring they are aligned with inclusive values and respect for diversity. This way, AI can be a tool for positive change, aiding in decision-making without perpetuating biases or limiting personal growth. Oh! Save yourself, you cyborg! The anxious person exclaimed. September 3, 2024. The concept of taking something terminal seems to be a metaphorical use of the term terminal, which typically refers to a condition that is incurable and leading to an end, such as a terminal illness. In the context provided, it appears to describe a situation where someone projects or imagines a definitive outcome or the long-term future of a relationship from its inception. This could involve envisioning the entire trajectory of a relationship based on early interactions, such as a phone call. For instance, if someone were to mention the development of a new AI software program, the person taking it terminal might dramatically predict that this technology will dominate the world within a year. It's important to approach such projections with caution, as they can be influenced. Approach such projections with caution, as they can be influenced by many variables and may not accurately reflect the reality or potential of the relationship. This kind of thinking can be seen as a form of cognitive bias known as jumping to conclusions or catastrophizing, where one assumes the worst-case scenario or a highly exaggerated outcome from a single event or piece of information. Life is unpredictable, and relationships, in particular, are subject to a wide range of influences and changes over time. September 2, 2024, hear it? It's about the value of happiness as opposed to the value of power. Take Brad from California, he feels ultimately life is about making life happy. He argues, think of the times you are unhappy and then say it just after. Collective groups become unhappy when other places are thought to be happier, so we as independent people must join together so we can be happiest. John from Germany says yes, that as a country in Central Europe, traders have run our rivers looking to raid us, so together we will have the power to stop them. In war we can win and be powerful, bringing our happiness to the rest of Europe. Without power we do not have anything other than the life of a select few people. The debate between the value of happiness and the value of power is a long-standing one, reflecting diverse philosophical and cultural perspectives. Brad's viewpoint from California emphasizes the pursuit of happiness as a fundamental goal, suggesting that collective well-being can lead to a more fulfilling life. He implies that happiness is a shared responsibility and that societal contentment can be achieved through unity and cooperation. On the other hand, John's perspective from Germany underscores the importance of power, particularly in a historical context where security and defense against external threats were paramount. He argues that power can be a means to an end, bringing happiness through stability and safety. This dichotomy highlights the complex interplay between individual and collective aspirations, where happiness and power are not mutually exclusive but can be seen as complementary forces shaping human experience and societal development. The balance between these values can vary greatly depending on cultural, social, and historical factors, and continues to be a topic of rich discussion and analysis to say on social media. August 31, 2024, hear it. In the satirical film Love and Death, the dialogue often dances around philosophical musings with a comedic twist. One of the memorable exchanges ponders the question of who should rule, which is a nod to the age-old debate on governance and power dynamics. The film, set during the Napoleonic Wars, parodies Russian literature and philosophy, with characters engaging in absurd discussions about morality, existence, and, of course, love and death. The serfs, or the common folk, are implied to have as much say in the matter as anyone else, which is quite the revolutionary thought, especially when wrapped in Allen's signature humor. It's a film that doesn't just make you laugh but also think, often leaving you to wonder if the joke's on you or the existential conundrum you've just been presented with. So, should it be the serfs who rule? For instance, one notable line from the film is, "To love is to suffer. To avoid suffering one must not love. But then one suffers from not loving. Therefore, to love is to suffer, not to love is to suffer is to suffer. To be happy is to love. To be happy, then, is to suffer, but suffering makes one unhappy." This paradoxical observation on love and happiness is a quintessential example of the film's exploration of philosophical ideas through a comedic lens. Compare leaders where democracy meets the unchecked change brought on by the top 1% financially. Continues. August 30, 2024, hear it. In the grand theater of governance, nationalism and local control are like two actors vying for the spotlight. Nationalism, with its grandiose costume of unity and a chorus of soldiers in tow, often preaches to the masses through the television, the modern-day pulpit. Meanwhile, local control, donning a more modest attire, relies on the civil authority, the stagehands ensuring the show runs smoothly. The plot thickens as the region's success hinges on the access to resources, much like a play depends on its props and sets. The regional folks, akin to an audience, nod in agreement, their applause tied to the resources they utilize. Up in the royal box, the royals orchestrate the nation's narrative, while the oligarchs, like producers in the shadows, grip the resource strings tightly. And amidst this drama, the poor search for an ideal script, hoping for a twist in the tale that grants them a starring role in the pursuit of prosperity. It's a performance of power and providence, where every character seeks the limelight of an ideal situation. Yet, as in any production, the final act is yet to be written, and the quest for a harmonious finale. August 29, 2024, hear it. Language, the ever-evolving tapestry of expression, has a funny way of cycling through its wardrobe of adjectives. Epic now reigns supreme, a word that conjures images of heroic deeds and internet cats doing something mildly amusing. Awesome, once the king of cool, now sits in the back seat, nodding approvingly at Epic's modern swagger. And decent. Well, decent is like that reliable old car from 1979. It doesn't have the flashiest paint job, but it'll get you where you need to go without any fuss. It's the linguistic equivalent of comfort food, not dazzling, but deeply satisfying when you need it. So here's to decent, the unsung hero of adjectives. May it always find its way into our conversations, like a trusty old vehicle in the garage that never lets us down. August 24, 2024, hear it? In a world where vision is a commodity, imagine a person blessed with 20/20th's eyesight, embarking on a quest to guide those without the gift of sight through the intricate landscapes of military conflicts and the battlefields of human rights. Picture this visionary, armed with descriptions as vivid as the reality they depict, painting mental images of tanks and battlegrounds for those who perceive the world through senses other than sight. The challenge is Herculean, as the visually impaired companion may not know the form of a tank, the concept of a roof, or the reflective magic of a mirror. Our sighted guide must navigate the treacherous waters of bias, ensuring that their own perceptions of race or gender do not taint the purity of their descriptions. In the social arenas where individuals flock amongst those with similar visual experiences, the sighted person's task is to bridge the gap, to create a common ground of understanding and empathy. Yet, in this noble endeavor, there lies a risk. The perception of danger, so evident to the sighted, might be an elusive phantom to the blind. The sighted person's vivid descriptions might inadvertently downplay the severity of a threat, or perhaps, in their zeal, amplify it beyond proportion. The blind individual, relying on the sighted's interpretation, steps forward with a courage that is either commendably optimistic or dangerously naive. Together, they tread a path filled with potential missteps and misunderstandings, yet also lined with opportunities for profound connection and mutual growth. It's a dance of trust and reliance, where each step is a testament to their collective bravery. Whether this journey is seen as a testament to human resilience or a foolhardy gamble, one thing remains clear: it is a partnership that defies the visual world's conventions, a tandem venture into the unknown, guided by the shared vision of a world beyond sight. August 16, 2024, hear it? Here is the new game called Qubit. In Qubit, a person lives on a set and finds a person and idea that makes them happy. The powers that be in Qubit add a fourth wall by defining people as complete. Picture a television comedy where the cast always appears on a set and the camera is the fourth wall. If the wall is good, the player does fine with a large life. If a person does not do what the powers that be want, they are played as a puppet of the puppeteers created by the government. Things occur when another Qubit room needs something from another room. The puppeteer then must arrange a way to persuade the puppet to take action away from the Qubit cell. If the puppet does not take action, they are left to fight the unsafe streets. The scoring of all the players relies on the super puppeteer for a ruling. Those that play all the parts often travel frequent. In the whimsical world of Qubit, life is a stage, and everyone's looking for that script that brings joy. Imagine a sitcom where the characters are blissfully unaware of the audience, living in their little bubble until bam, the fourth wall crumbles, and they're deemed complete by the mysterious powers that be. It's a game of choices, where playing by the rules could land you a cushy spot in the Qubit cul-de-sac, but rebel, and you're just a marionette dancing to the tune of the governmental puppeteers. It's all fun and games until someone needs a cup of sugar from the next Qubit over, and suddenly, it's a mad dash to convince your character to step out of their comfort zone or risk the perilous outside world. And at the end of the day, it's the super puppeteer who calls the shots, scoring your life's performance. So, keep your strings attached and your acting chops sharp. In Qubit, you're only as good as your last improv. But wait, the concept of Qubit as described seems to blend the mechanics of gameplay with a narrative that mirrors societal structures and the consequences of choices within a controlled environment. It presents a world where individuals navigate through life, seeking fulfillment and happiness while contending with the overarching authority that dictates the rules of existence. The game appears to offer a commentary on autonomy and control. Where players must balance their desires against the demands of an omnipresent government. This dynamic could lead to a rich, layered experience that encourages players to reflect on the nature of free will and the impact of external influences on personal destiny. The notion of a super puppeteer who oversees the scoring system adds another dimension to the gameplay, suggesting a meta-commentary on the role of game designers and the gaming industry itself. Qubit, therefore, could be seen as an allegorical exploration of life, power, and agency within the framework of an interactive game. The idea of travel and interaction between different rooms or realms within the game could symbolize the interconnectedness of society and the ripple effects of individual actions across a broader canvas. August 19, 2024, hear it. In the grand chessboard of life, where logic is the queen and emotions are the pawns, the arrival of a child is like a fresh move in an intricate game. Some say you should teach the little tyke the art of the hunt, equipping them with the survival skills of a seasoned warrior in a supermarket aisle. Others believe in nurturing a heart that beats for every creature, turning living rooms into peaceable kingdoms where spiders are escorted out with into peaceable kinged honor. And in this world, where logic reigns supreme, the philosopher king is the ultimate checkmate, a ruler who ponders the existential while balancing the budget. Ah, to rule or not to rule with wisdom, that is the question that keeps the logically inclined up at night, pondering over a cup of herbal tea. In the fascinating universe of Star Trek, Mr. Spock, with his impeccable Vulcan logic, might indeed find Captain Kirk's decisions to be as perplexing as a Klingon reciting Shakespeare. Picture this, Spock, eyebrow perpetually raised, analyzing Kirk's bold maneuvers that defy all reason, like challenging a Gorn to arm wrestling or playing chicken with a Romulan warbird. In the end, Spock's conclusion would be as clear as the Enterprise's view, and Spock's conclusion would be as clear. Screen, for the sake of logic, efficiency, and the occasional uninterrupted game of 3D chess, he must assume command. But let's not forget, in the world of Star Trek, it's Kirk's blend of passion and unpredictability that often saves the day, leaving Spock to ponder the illogical success of human intuition. And so, the Enterprise continues its journey, with Spock at the science station, and Kirk in the captain's chair, boldly going where no one has gone before, logic notwithstanding. August 15, 2024. I wanted to compare the lives of slaves after the citizens either are conquered or vote to end slavery in their city-state or empire. The knowledge of the country then seems open to the unified peoples. First, learning to read and write must be taught. Culture and the ability to attain goods from nature must be obtained. The following is what happened biblically. To note, Emmanuel, son of Joseph and Mary, become significant and became God, in some eyes. So it's not anti-Arab any. I apologize for secrecy on this section. Note the word myth. Imagine a spin-off from the Exodus tale where an Egyptian scribe, code named Adonai, is sent undercover to ensure the success of a fledgling colony of former slaves. This scribe, equipped with the ability to read and write, becomes an invaluable asset to Moses, acting as a liaison between the diverse cultures. Together, they navigate the challenges of leadership and governance, all while maintaining the utmost secrecy of Adonai's true identity. It's a historical buddy film waiting to happen, complete with ancient hieroglyphic decoder rings and sand-swept chase scenes atop chariots. Who knew ancient history could be so entertaining? The Exodus from Egypt is a pivotal event in Jewish history and is recounted in the Hebrew Bible. It tells the story of the Israelites' departure from slavery in Egypt under the leadership of Moses, guided by divine intervention. This narrative is spread across several books of the Pentateuch, including Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. While the historicity of the Exodus is debated among scholars, it remains a foundational myth for the Israelites and has had a profound impact on various cultures and religions. The Exodus has been celebrated in Jewish tradition through daily prayers and festivals like Passover, and it has also been interpreted symbolically in Christianity and Islam. Moreover, the story has resonated with many groups throughout history seeking freedom and civil rights, serving as a powerful symbol of liberation and hope. The narrative of the Exodus is a foundational myth in many religious traditions, and it has been subject to various interpretations and scholarly discussions. The idea of an Egyptian scribe accompanying the Israelites and collaborating with Moses is an intriguing one, although it is not a part of the traditional biblical account. In the historical and scriptural records, Adonai is a name used to refer to God, particularly in the context of the Hebrew Bible. The term Adonai is used as a substitute for the Tetragrammaton, the four-letter name of God that is considered too sacred to be spoken aloud. The role of Moses as a leader and lawgiver is well documented in religious texts, where he is depicted as the primary figure who receives divine laws and communicates God's will to the people. While the concept of an Egyptian scribe named Adonai is a creative interpretation, it does not align with the traditional narratives found in religious scriptures. However, such imaginative explorations can provide a fresh perspective on ancient stories and encourage further research and discussion about the historical contexts of these tales. August 13, 2024. The concept of categorizing people into distinct types based on their actions or fate is a theme that has been explored in literature and philosophy. Don DeLillo's quote from White Noise suggests a dichotomy between killers and deers, reflecting on the nature of human existence and the choices people make. This philosophical perspective invites contemplation on the human condition, perspective invite, morality, and the consequences of our actions. It's important to approach such discussions with sensitivity and an understanding that real-life implications of these terms are complex and multifaceted. Literature often uses such dichotomies to delve into deeper truths about society and the human psyche, providing a mirror for self-reflection and societal critique. August 8, 2024. Are you an exacting person? Exacting conversations, especially in technical fields like computer science, can indeed be time-consuming and intricate. They often delve into the minutiae of a subject, such as the quirks and features of early operating systems. These systems, foundational to modern computing, had their own unique set of challenges and peculiarities that could be fascinating to explore. While such discussions may seem overly detailed, they contribute to a deeper understanding of the subject, which can be crucial for professionals and enthusiasts alike. However, it's important to balance the depth of information with its relevance and utility to the audience. August 5, 2024. Imagine a world where AI mail is the new norm. You type out a heartfelt message to your friend, and the AI, with its infinite wisdom, decides that what you really meant to say was "send pizza, need sustenance." Meanwhile, your friend's AI mail assistant, ever so helpful, filters out all the boring pleasantries and decodes the essential message: "Party at your place, I'll bring the drinks." It's efficient, it's effective, and it ensures that all communication is reduced to the absolute essentials. Who needs small talk when you have AI mail, right? The future of communication is here, and it's hilariously to the point. August 1, 2024. The view in 1970 through 1978 involved the questioning of everyone as to the "who are you for?" People argued and argued about who should win in different neighborhoods or cities. Each person dug their heels in and made a stand. To many, it became the fact that each person, in order to deter you from questioning, wore their bumper sticker. A bumper sticker contained many quotes such as, "If you're rich, I'm single," or "M go blue," or "Beam me up, Mr. Scott, there is no intelligent life here," or "CO exist." So the war in Southeast Asia ended in 1974 for many. The drop in the mandatory military service requirement for American young men caused a major shift in young thinking. Within 4 years after 1974, those born in 1966 through 1978 never were told about conscription or war. A Love Your Television set ideal took with that group, and although never fully far from a brother or a father, many know the truth but never lived it. So how did the births in, say, 1960, 1963, and 1967 work out many years later? 1963 lived a dove's life. 1960 relocated after bridges had burned down with parents. 1967. The Gen X brother never knew what mattered, and after attending the concerts from the old rockers that were before their time, caught them up in a safe and harmless way. Perhaps the cool shows about the life of Bob Dylan, played by a fine singer, informed in a top 40 way how they were remembered. Yes, it's a current film as of this writing. Exposing Nixon for his cohorts took methods of repression in order to expose crimes that people need to know. Many in TV felt war was not popular, so find a way never to intrude on lives that never built massive brain defense for psychological operations. What's that called when the person does not go with what the other person is saying? So they all eventually find a dove or make a baby from the conflicted parents, and the child did what they would have, saying, "Move out, parents, this is my house. Okay, then I'll just share your part of the house. Put more of those pretzels out." The argument is back. What did you do to solve issues with your the argument is back. What did you do to solve known good things file? It holds that logically boomers and Gen X have a conflict over. These children that many of them brought home from a birthing center didn't love or be loved, they watched videos like they were supposed to. Now who made the trigger man on the war scene? The argument on the use of snipers and internal warriors would make any suburban cool, sick in the middle. So the young trigger men get to battle the trained officers in a shootout standoff. You see, it's not who shoots first but shoots best. The thing is, many tried to put up a warning but everyone had disappeared into a nice viewing space. As this wealthy man's wife said, "Well, it will just be your time to be a hostage. You will act scared, but a bit turned on, by the effort." July 30, 2024. The debate over an official language in the United States is a long-standing issue, reflecting the country's rich linguistic diversity. While English is the de facto language, there is no official language designated at the federal level. This reflects the broader language designated American ethos of cultural pluralism and the recognition of multiple languages spoken across the nation. The use of international signage at events like the Olympics demonstrates the practicality and inclusivity of visual language, enabling people from various linguistic backgrounds to navigate spaces effectively. However, linguistic discrimination remains a challenge, often rooted in biases against certain languages or accents, which can lead to unfair treatment and marginalization. The separation of church and state, a principle deeply embedded in the American Constitution, underscores the country's commitment to maintaining a secular government while allowing the free exercise of religion. This separation also mirrors the approach to language, where the state does not mandate a national language, thereby upholding the freedom of linguistic expression. The ongoing discussions around these topics highlight the balance between unity and diversity, a foundational aspect of the American identity. July 29, 2024. In the digital age, managing one's image and likeness online is crucial, especially for content creators who are just starting out. It's easy to get excited and publish videos hastily without considering the long-term implications. This is where services that offer monitored video content can be invaluable. They provide a layer of oversight, ensuring that the videos meet certain standards before they go live. This not only helps in maintaining a positive online presence but also in protecting the creator's brand and reputation. TrimostoSoft.com, the concept aligns with emerging trends in content management and security, as seen with the introduction of real-time video monitoring and advanced security tools for video content. Such services are becoming essential for creators who want to ensure their work is portrayed in the best light and safeguarded against potential misuse. Video clubs keep it real. What are you Mistosofting about? July 27, 2024. In the realm of human thought and innovation, fresh approaches to philosophy, current events, and modern inventions often face resistance from established institutions. Historically, universities have been bastions of knowledge, yet they can also be conservative in their acceptance of new ideas. However, it's evident that challenging the status quo has been a key driver of progress. Many of today's tech billionaires have reached their status by doing exactly that, disrupting established markets with innovative solutions. Similarly, the medical field has seen transformative changes with organizations like Doctors Without Borders, which redefined humanitarian aid by providing medical care across borders in crisis zones. It's crucial for society to not only tolerate but actively engage with new ideas that have the potential to change the world. Recognizing and nurturing these ideas is essential for progress, as history has shown that when intellectual growth is stifled, it can lead to societal unrest and a demand for change. The future depends on our ability to embrace and foster innovative thinking. July 25, 2024. A day at the beach and park can be a delightful experience with the right preparation. The soft sand is a highlight of any beach visit, but it's essential to wear sandals to protect your feet from the heat. Start by laying out a beach blanket and securing its corners with heavy objects like a cooler or water jug to prevent it from blowing away. Towels can be placed on top for added comfort. Applying sunscreen is crucial to protect your skin from harmful UV rays, and sunglasses will shield your eyes while enhancing your beach style. Music from a radio or MP3 player can set the mood, but be cautious with devices like iPhones that may overheat in the sun. Opt for a book or magazine with a bright cover for easy reading and visibility. Consider how you want to manage your hair or headwear to stay comfortable and stylish. Before diving in, it's wise to check the water temperature, either yourself or by having someone else do it. If you're using a picnic table, cover it and secure the cover with a water jug, especially on windy days. With all set up, you can unwind and enjoy the day, keeping an occasional eye on the sky for any changes in weather. Remember, the goal is to relax and savor the moment, creating memories that will last long after the sand has been shaken from your shoes. July 17, 2024. Transitioning from the structured environment of an esteemed institution like Harvard University to the uncertainties of the real world can be a challenging experience for many graduates. The anticipation of a seamless transition into successful careers can clash with the reality of job searches, financial pressures, and the loss of a supportive academic community. This post-graduation period can sometimes lead to feelings of sadness, loss, or even depression, as graduates adjust to a new phase of life. It's important to recognize these feelings as a normal part of major life transitions. Seeking support through counseling, connecting with peers, and exploring new interests can be beneficial. Additionally, universities often offer resources for recent graduates, which can be a valuable support system during this time. If you or someone you know is struggling with postgraduate eye on depression, it's crucial to reach out for professional help. Effective treatments, such as talk therapy and medication, can provide relief and facilitate the adjustment to post-college life. July 11, 2024. The tradition of U.S. presidents leaving notes for their successors is a fascinating one, though it doesn't specifically involve Abraham Lincoln. However, Lincoln's legacy has certainly influenced many presidents. After his assassination, Lincoln became a symbol of unity and emancipation, inspiring future leaders. During the Reconstruction era, newly freed slaves played a significant role in shaping the political landscape. They sought leaders who would advocate for their rights and address the injustices they had faced. This period saw the election of black officials and the push for policies that would protect the rights of former slaves. The impact of these efforts is still felt today, as the fight for equality and justice continues. The big question was, how racist were presidents? Joe Biden and Barack Obama shattered the lock on power forever. To note, Trump did a vlog, so hey Donald, what are you misto-softing about? July 10, 2024. The complexities of war and the motivations behind it have been subjects of debate and analysis throughout history. While some conflicts may be driven by greed, others are fought to protect nations, ideals, or people. Soldiers often serve with a sense of duty and honor, upholding values such as loyalty, respect, and selfless service, as reflected in the soldier's creed. It's important to recognize the diverse reasons that can lead to military engagements and the personal convictions that soldiers bring to their service. Understanding the multifaceted nature of conflict can help in fostering discussions that aim for peaceful resolutions and the betterment of society as a whole. Betterment of society as a whole. The hopes of soldiers, young and old, often reflect a tapestry of courage, longing, and the dream of peace. For the young, it's about the adventure and the chance to make a difference, to protect and serve their country. The older soldiers, seasoned by experience, might hope for the safe return of their comrades and themselves, and for the conflicts to end so they can return to their families. Across ages, soldiers share the hope for recognition of their sacrifices and for the assurance that their efforts contribute to a better world for future generations. These shared aspirations bind them together in a brotherhood and sisterhood that transcends the battlefield. July 9, 2024. Leader's Age. To love and support the leader, individuals think themselves lofty by ignoring obvious issues such as a lisp. In Spain, the Castilian dialect includes the distinctive siso or lisp, which can be heard in the pronunciation of certain words. This characteristic is embraced as a cultural norm. On the other hand, an aging president may face scrutiny if their speech deviates from standard linguistic expectations, such as the use of an adverb. The phrase "think different" might be seen as stylistically creative or as a grammatical oversight, whereas "think differently" adheres to conventional adverb usage. Both scenarios underscore the importance of context and cultural acceptance in the evaluation of public figures' communication styles. The quest to understand the meaning of life has intrigued humanity for centuries, and language plays a pivotal role in this exploration. Across different cultures and languages, the concept of life encompasses a spectrum of meanings, from biological existence to the essence of being. The word life translates into myriad terms worldwide, reflecting diverse perspectives on existence. For instance, in European languages, life ranges from vita in Italian to Leben in German, each carrying its own cultural connotations. Mosaic of Hin. This linguistic diversity illustrates that the meaning mosaic of life is not a fixed concept but a human thought shaped by language and culture. Thus, language functions as a lens through which the meaning of life is interpreted and understood, revealing the intricate relationship between our words and our worldview. In a world where the glass is either half empty or half full, the end of the world attitude and the utopian view are like two neighbors arguing over a fence. One is building a bunker for the apocalypse, while the other is planting roses for the community garden. The class struggle, often cited as a catalyst for conflict, seems to have missed the memo about bringing people together for a utopian potluck. Instead, it's out there, stirring the pot, leading to more food fights than peaceful feasts. It's like trying to host a harmonious dinner party where half the guests are doom-scrolling and the other half are drafting blueprints for a perfect society. So, while the class struggle might bring more war than utopia, at least it keeps things interesting, like a plot twist in a novel that everyone saw coming but still gasps at anyway. July 8, 2024. Demographic filtering can significantly impact public access to information. Studies have shown that when information dissemination is filtered through demographic lenses, such as age, education level, or political activity, it can create disparities in public knowledge. For instance, younger individuals may gravitate towards online news sources, which can lead to a gap in information access between them and those who rely on traditional media platforms. Additionally, educational disparities can affect the ability of certain groups to engage with and understand complex information, potentially leading to a less informed public. This can have profound implications for democratic participation and the equitable distribution of resources, as those who are less informed may not be able to advocate effectively for their needs or interests. Interests. In the intricate dance of information dissemination, demographic filtering steps in like a clumsy bouncer at the data disco, deciding who gets to boogie with knowledge and who's left outside the club. Imagine a world where your news feed is less about global events and more about what Mr. Whiskers next door did last night. Thanks to demographic filtering, the scope of public information can shrink faster than your favorite sweater in a hot wash. Studies have shown that when information access is filtered through the lens of demographics, it's like playing telephone with a group of toddlers, the message gets jumbled, and you might end up with a story about a dragon instead of the stock market update you needed. And let's not forget the impact on public discourse. It turns from a vibrant marketplace of ideas into a private party where only a few are on the guest list. So, while demographic filtering might help tailor content to specific groups, it's also like putting blinders on a horse. Sure, it keeps you looking straight, but you miss out on the rest of the racetrack. July 7, 2024. The brain's ability to process information through a massively parallel system is a fascinating aspect of human cognition. This intricate network allows for the simultaneous processing of a vast array of information, leading to the completion of thoughts and the narrowing down of reasonable options. It's an efficient way to filter through the noise and focus on what's most relevant. However, it's important to recognize that not completing thoughts doesn't necessarily equate to laziness or daydreaming. In fact, cognitive psychology suggests that daydreaming can be a sign of an active and creative mind, engaging in complex problem-solving or innovative thinking. It's a reminder that the brain's workings are diverse and nuanced, and what might seem like inactivity on the surface could actually be a deep and rich mental process unfolding within. In a world where success is often measured by following one's natural inclinations and instincts, there exists an intriguing character known as the opposite guy. This individual, upon facing failure in his endeavors, adopts a unique approach. He deliberately acts contrary to his natural tendencies. Instead of succumbing to frustration or repeating past mistakes, he challenges his own predispositions, turning away from his initial desires and preferences. This counterintuitive strategy might seem like a recipe for further failure, but it can also lead to unexpected discoveries and innovative solutions. By stepping out of comfort zone and embracing the opposite of his inclinations, the opposite guy may find new paths to success that were previously obscured by his habitual responses. The journey from youthful idealism to the complexities of adulthood can sometimes lead to a profound emotional struggle, especially when one's actions diverge from earlier beliefs. This dissonance can be particularly challenging when coupled with mental health issues. Neuroscience research suggests that emotional pain can be as significant as physical pain, activating similar brain regions. It's a poignant reminder that the mind's response to such pain is key to overcoming it. Strategies to cope with emotional pain often involve understanding and reframing. Negative thought patterns, which can be exacerbated by mental illnesses. Support and professional guidance can be crucial in navigating these turbulent waters, as they provide the tools to manage the emotional turmoil and align one's actions with their evolving beliefs. It's a path of self-discovery and resilience, leading to a reconciliation of past ideals with present realities. Facing failure, especially after striving for an easier life, can lead to a profound sense of emotional loss. It's a common human experience to sometimes act against our instincts, which can result in feelings of regret and self-doubt. These emotional challenges are significant, but it's important to remember that they can be managed. Coping strategies, such as establishing boundaries, practicing mindfulness, and engaging in physical activity, can be beneficial. Additionally, when emotional problems persist, medication under professional guidance can offer relief and stability, allowing individuals to work towards recovery and well-being. It's a journey of self-discovery and resilience, where each step forward, no matter how small, is a victory in itself. June 27, 2024. Well, the political snowstorm in the USA involved the two old TV presidents, Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump. They both seemed lost at first without prompters or an audience to read. But with many facts out of them both, it's a difficult read. Trump tagged Biden on trade deals and deals to take payments for NATO responsibilities. Biden scored on a section listing the litany of crimes attributed to Trump. As I said back in the day, you can't be serious. What was interesting was the interviews of voters who select apathetic anarchy hoping government will go away as former communists once believed. June 26, 2024. First, you are not going to jail. Bill knows about what happened. This is my side. Kids used drugs. Many grown people use drugs. Profit is high for drugs. Bill says that he is not concerned about drugs themselves. He is concerned about guns. With the guns, some people voted for subversion of all authority. Bill wanted to congratulate those elements for winning. So when cool grown-ups couldn't speak intelligently about government and presidents, they were asked to use Bill's opinion. They searched far and wide in Bill's web, and each group was more subversive than the next. Now the call for the innocent lambs to hear. To those ears, Bill brings only disappointment. Like drugs, there is a market on all aspects of Bill's life. This is how it works. The drug trade has been going on for centuries. The decision on what drugs to use, in the subversive element, worked out to be powdered cocaine. During a relaxed border time, each group bought one truckload of the powder as a public trust. Everyone involved became rich. Many kept jobs. The jobs are acquired by a well-paid hiring boss or through blackmail. So, drug guys and subversive individuals often develop paranoia about losing all they have worked for. They feared some kind of narcotics officer or rat that snitches. Girls and women know they must do sex for money to keep a man. Most of her men furnish themselves by each other or their own hand. This is what Bill knows. The guy high on drugs likes to laugh at the country, the president, and TV for having no power with him. In the large corporations, no one would believe the drug cartels with racketeering have any power. They only sound like data from the international world. They hate everything the subversives act upon. Subversives act as if they have ownership all aspects of American life, including the life of Bill. Bill worked hard. He seemed the poster boy for Americans in office. So it's 2004, 1 year if you believe in dates and times, and the snowstorm is huge. This snowstorm wasn't precipitation, but powders referred to as snow. It was the powdered cocaine. The towers in the major area had each unit hold a few kilos and make a drop for some quick powder. A spicy bit about diversity and minority rights needed help. The drugs and guns made it possible, as in the war for the store in 2004. Lambs learned different ways but were forbidden from loving America. Some people call the riots of Capitol Building a third world treatment of the USA. In the meanwhile, many emerging nations took part in the subversive tactics. Rioters hated that sitting on piles of weapons they could not get orders from Trump to grow cold to subversives. Now who would say when to take out these subversive groups with education and training in logistics to domestic terrorists? To the lambs and dealers who know me as the poster boy for presidents, you are in the world you desire. Subversives in law and subversives outside the law. Enjoy the show. June 25, 2024. The dissemination of misinformation can have a particularly detrimental impact on visually impaired individuals, who often rely heavily on information in various formats to engage with the world around them. Misinformation, whether visual or textual, can distort reality and create barriers to participation and inclusion. Studies have shown that visual misinformation, including manipulated photos, videos, and charts, is becoming increasingly prevalent with the advancement of technology, posing challenges for content moderation tools that are primarily text-based. Furthermore, the spread of misinformation can exacerbate stereotypes and discrimination, negatively affecting the well-being and quality of life of visually impaired persons. It is crucial for information to be accurate and accessible to all, ensuring that visually impaired individuals can participate fully and equally in society. To combat misinformation, a collaborative effort is needed among healthcare professionals, caregivers, programmers, engineers, and policymakers to develop inclusive technologies and policies that support the visually impaired community. Describing attributes such as color, gender, clothing, and weight to a non-sighted person involves using analogies and associations with other senses. For instance, colors can be described through sensations or emotions they might evoke. Red might be associated with warmth or the sound of a trumpet, while blue could be likened to the coolness of water or the calmness of a clear sky. Gender might be conveyed through voice pitch and social roles, although it's important to be respectful and aware of individual preferences and identities. Clothing can be described by texture, material, and function, helping to create a tactile map of the item. Weight could be explained in terms of the heaviness or lightness of objects familiar to the person. It's crucial to communicate with empathy and understanding, ensuring descriptions are respectful and do not perpetuate stereotypes. Regarding the perspective of blind individuals on war, it's a complex subject as with any group, views will vary widely. Some historical accounts suggest that war has sometimes led to increased awareness and support for people with disabilities, including the blind, in its aftermath. However, the sentiment of blind people say no to war reflects a desire for peace and the recognition of the devastating impact war can have on lives, including those of non-sighted individuals. It's important to listen to and amplify the voices of blind people in discussions about war and peace, as their experiences and insights are valuable and necessary for a comprehensive understanding of its effects on society. June 24, 2024. The pursuit of victory at all costs often reflects a competitive spirit and a focus on achievement, where success is measured by outperforming others. This drive can lead to great accomplishments and breakthroughs, but it may also come with sacrifices in personal relationships and happiness. On the other hand, the yearning for love speaks to our fundamental need for connection and belonging. It's a quest not for dominance, but for harmony and mutual support. While both desires are powerful motivators, they often lead us down very different paths in life, with distinct sets of rewards and challenges. Ultimately, the balance between these two desires might define the richness of one's life experience, blending the sweet taste of triumph with the warmth of human affection. June 21, 2024. Recent trends in reading comprehension in the USA indicate a complex picture. While the PISA 2022 results show that the average reading literacy score of U.S. 15-year-olds has not significantly changed since 2000, there is evidence suggesting that high school graduates are increasingly lacking in adequate reading proficiency. This decline in reading efficiency could be attributed to various factors, including the rise of digital media and changes in educational practices. However, it's important to consider the potential positive outcomes of this shift. For instance, some studies suggest that children who engage in fiction reading may develop stronger empathy and social understanding, which could contribute to them being more loving and kind. Moreover, parental involvement in reading activities has been shown to positively affect children's reading comprehension, motivation, and attitudes towards reading. Therefore, while the overall trend in reading comprehension might be concerning, it is also essential to recognize the role of reading in fostering positive social behaviors in children. The challenge lies in balancing the cultivation of reading skills with the nurturing of emotional intelligence and kindness. In the grand chessboard of artificial intelligence, where pawns are pixels and knights are neural networks, the Wayhead AI stands as the quirky queen, moving in ways that baffle even the sharpest of human minds. It's a world where machines juggle data like circus performers, and the miners those little digital denizens scurry about, trying to keep up with the silicon savants. But fear not. For every algorithmic twist, there's a human twist to match. Comprehension is our secret weapon, the decoder ring that unravels the enigma of the electronic encephalons. So, let's don our thinking caps, decode the digital dialect, and ensure that in the battle of bytes, it's humanity that checkmates the circuitry charlatans. June 20, 2024. In the tech jungle, the Rabbit R1 hops into the scene with a playful twist on AI interaction, sporting a quirky design that's reminiscent of a gadget from a retro sci-fi flick. It's like the cool, nerdy cousin of the iPhone that decided to ditch the screen for a more novel approach. Meanwhile, the humane pin is like that minimalist friend who goes to art galleries and refuses to own a TV, projecting interfaces onto palms like a magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat. And then there's the iPhone, the grandmaster of smartphones, watching over its kingdom with a sleek design that says, "I've been running this show for years." It's a battle of the tech titans, where the rabbit R1 is the underdog with a scroll wheel instead of a silver spoon, the humane pin is the eccentric wheel instead of a silver spoon, the innovator with a flair for the dramatic, and the iPhone is the polished professional that's seen it all. Who will win the hearts of the tech-savvy crowd? Only time will tell, but one thing's for sure, the smartphone market just got a whole lot more interesting. The Rabbit R1, Humane AI Pin, and iPhone represent diverse approaches to integrating technology into daily life. The Rabbit R1 is a unique device that operates on Rabbit OS, using a large action model, LAM, to interact with apps and perform tasks on behalf of the user, offering a hands-off experience. In contrast, the Humane AI Pin is a wearable device that projects a laser ink display onto the user's palm, allowing for interaction through voice and gestures, emphasizing a screenless, more integrated human-device interaction. Meanwhile, the iPhone continues to be a powerhouse of functionality with its robust ecosystem and familiar interface. Each device has its own set of features and limitations, catering to different user preferences and needs. The Rabbit R1 is noted for its affordability and playful design, while the Humane AI Pin stands out for its innovative interaction model, though it has faced challenges with visibility in daylight and battery life. The iPhone remains a versatile and widely adopted choice, known for its extensive app support and user-friendly design. Ultimately, the decision between these devices will depend on the user's priorities, whether they value the novelty of AI-driven interactions, the seamless integration of wearable technology, or the reliability and familiarity of a traditional smartphone. The tech world is buzzing with excitement over the latest innovations in smart devices, and at the forefront are the Rabbit R1 and the Humane AI Pin, both offering unique takes on AI integration. The Rabbit R1, priced at a more accessible $199, is a compact device that boasts a playful design and a straightforward approach to task management, operating on its own Rabbit OS. Powered by a large action model, LAM, this allows it to learn and perform tasks on your behalf, interacting with a variety of apps for services like booking flights or streaming music. On the other hand, the Humane AI Pin, with its premium price tag of $699, offers a screenless, wearable experience that projects an interface onto your palm, allowing for voice and gesture interactions. It's a bold step towards a more immersive and distraction-free interaction with technology. While the iPhone continues to be a staple in the smartphone market, these two devices are carving out their own niches, promising to redefine our relationship with technology. The Rabbit R1 and Humane AI Pin are not just gadgets, they're a glimpse into a future where technology seamlessly integrates into our lives, offering new ways to interact with the digital world. Whether you're a tech enthusiast or simply looking for the next big thing, these devices are sure to spark your curiosity and imagination. The choice between them will depend on your preference for either a more traditional handheld device or a futuristic wearable that pushes the boundaries of innovation. June 17, 2024. Outlook contains a nice ChatGPT interface. This is a way to do a scene using its Create Image feature. If you enjoy doing it from Copilot, you only get 6 images on high-speed processing, so either shell out some money or go slowly. June 11, 2024. In a realm where myth and magic intertwine, the story unfolds in a garden of ethereal beauty, tended by Gandalf, a wizard with a deep connection to the natural world. Eve, curious and seeking wisdom, encounters Sauron, whose intelligence and cunning challenge her perceptions. As Gandalf extols the virtues of their verdant paradise, describing how the pure waters nourish the land, Sauron presents a stark contrast, warning of the consequences of unchecked power. his words about acid rain, a byproduct of the fires that fuel Gandalf's magic, cast a shadow over the garden's future. This narrative weaves together elements of biblical lore and high fantasy, exploring themes of knowledge, temptation, and the delicate balance between creation and destruction. It serves as a metaphor for the pursuit of knowledge, the allure of power, and the wisdom to recognize the difference between the two. The father figure, representing the pinnacle of wisdom, stands as a reminder that true understanding often comes from harmonizing the old with the new, and that even the wisest can benefit from fresh perspectives. May 22, 2024. This year AI conquered the world. Years ago the request for a new machine landed on the desks of our friends in software. Make a simple box that a young person could ask, "What is that?" or "What does that mean?" This would make child raising fun and exciting for the family. People have of course had iPhones with Siri for years, but they lack ultimate simplicity between the user and the AI. As much as the language people argued the acronym AID failed to win the day. AID would be artificial intelligence device. So along comes Rabbit. So easy even Rachel and Amelia could use it. I am big in the visually impaired friend game, so if I ask Rachel to just push one button and talk, the device should provide the answer. Once configured she could charge on a schedule and discuss answers with Amelia, or Amelia could use it herself. Anyway, it also has a feature of point and describe for objects. Point the camera, say what is it, and Rabbit says there is a Steinway grand piano. Provided the piano is in the frame. Go ahead and try the Rabbit R1 for $300, it lists for $199, but the company can't make enough of them. May 1, 2024. The nature of comprehension arises in all areas of life. Nouns that name specific items provide a view into the world of specific professions. Quick ways of saying an object allow people to use language as a working companion to work. Bill wrote to Michael this note. We drove to Maine and stopped in at a lobster pound. It's a nothing fancy bit of shoreline with a dock and a shack. One can get the lobster steamed with a side of an ear of corn. Once you have eaten the known delicacy in this way, you love yourself in relation to shoreline nature. Rachel knew her way around the lobster as her mother's family hails from Maine. Hails from Maine. Okay, it's a competition for who is better in each state. Anyway, Rachel cracked the lobster in 2 seconds and was sucking on the claw before Bill could figure out what to do with the thing. She loved to do it, she said, and swiped the lobster off Bill's plate and broke its back, revealing the tender tail. Okay, that looks good. They smiled, enjoying the relatively warm day for Maine. Nice note, Michael said. But I must reveal what my reads were by 3 known interpreters. Peter called it as he had a wasted day eating non-kosher food. You know, Michael, the lobster lives in the shallows and could cause illness. Eating outside, she cooked his lobster. Daniel said, she did not put the lobster up her butt, he cracked the shell of the shellfish. Shellfish have a shell. Phil said, our hero worked up the stamina to have a summer excursion to the northernmost commonwealth on the Atlantic coast. They dined on the treasured catch of the lobster men and found the day delightful with fine company. It runs out from what I understand. The love and the money, that is. So Bill is wondering, does Michael know at all what the note says? So Bill's like the human interpretation is vague. What would modern AI have fixed it to? Comprehension is indeed a fascinating aspect of language, as it allows us to navigate through life's various domains. The note from Bill to Michael is a delightful vignette, capturing the essence of a Maine adventure with a humorous twist on a lobster feast. It's a tale of culinary skill, familial ties, and the simple joys of seaside dining. The interpretations by Peter, Daniel, and Phil add layers of humor, cultural perspective, and poetic reflection, showcasing how a single experience can be viewed through multiple lenses. Ultimately, the note serves as a reminder that language not only communicates facts but also conveys emotions, relationships, and the richness of shared experiences. Whether Michael grasps the full depth of the note is left to the imagination, but the story's charm lies in its ability to evoke a sense of place and connection among friends.